请我们翻到诗篇。Can we turn to Psalm 132篇。
132,
第一节。
verse 1. Remember, O Lord, on David's behalf, all his affliction.
他怎样向耶华起誓，向各雅各的大能者许愿？
How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob.
说：“我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
Surely I will not enter my house nor lie on my bed.
我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
只等到我为耶华寻得所在。”为大与雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
我们听说约柜在以法他，我们在基列以林就寻见。
Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah, we found it in the field of Jar.
我们要进他的居所，在他的脚前下拜。
Let us go into his dwelling place, let us worship at his footstool.
耶和华，求你兴起，和你有能力约柜同入安息之所。
Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength.
愿你的祭司披上公义，愿你的圣名欢呼。
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your godly ones sing for joy.
求你因你仆人大卫的缘故，不要厌弃你的受膏者。
For the sake of David, your servant, do not turn away the face of your anointed.
耶和华向大卫凭诚实起了誓，必不反复，说要使你所生的坐在你的宝座上。
The Lord has sworn to David a truth from which he will not turn back. Of the fruit of your body, I will set upon your throne.
你的众子若守我的约和我所教训他们的法度，他们的子孙必永远。坐在你的宝座上。
If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony which I will teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your throne forever.
因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
For the Lord has chosen Zion; He has desired it for His habitation.
说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her needy with bread.
我要使祭司披上救恩，圣名大声欢呼。
Her priests also I will clothe with salvation, and her godly ones will sing aloud for joy.
我要叫大卫的脚在那里发声，我为我的受膏者预备明灯。
There I will cause the horn of David to spring forth. I have prepared a lamp for mine anointed.
我要使他的仇敌披上羞耻，但他的冠冕要在头上发光。
His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall shine.
我们再有一些简单的祷告。
Let us have a further simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们今天又能够来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we thank you again that we can come into your presence.
我们总是觉得我们是最蒙恩的一般的人。
Lord, we feel that we are the blessed people.
我们不是比别人好，不比别人高，但是你却看上了我们。
Lord, we're not better or higher than others, but Lord, you have given us this opportunity.
靠你的恩典，我们能够坐在你的脚前。
By your grace, we can be seated at your feet.
我们能像玛利亚一样，能够从你的话里面得着鼓舞，也得着安慰。
Like Mary, we can receive encouragement and comfort from your word.
主啊，我们现在都在这里。
Lord, we say we are all here.
我们知道在这一次这一段宝贵的时间里面。
We know that in this precious time,
你对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, may you speak to each one of us.
今天早晨你还有一些没有说完的话，请你继续的说。
Lord, that you may finish unfinished words that you want to say to us.
但愿能说在我们的心坎里面。
That it may be said into the depths of our hearts.
叫你的心能够得着满足。
That your heart may be satisfied.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus Christ, your name.
Amen. 我们现在要来看诗篇第诗篇上行的诗。大概是最后的五篇。
We'd like to look at the last five psalms of the songs of the Greeks.
我们知道说 诗篇上行诗可以分作三个五篇。
We know that the Song of Degrees can be divided into three sets of five psalms.
而这上行诗后面有一条上行的道路。
And that behind these 15 psalms, there is a certain way.
我们这个周末我们在那追踪那条路。
And we're trying to find this way of degrees.
对于以色列来讲，它是个物质的路。
For the people of Israel, it's a physical way.
的的确确，他们在历史上走过的。
And indeed, in history, they walked through this way.
连我们的主也走过这条路。
Even our Lord walked it himself.
但是对我们基督徒来讲，还是条属灵的路。
But for us Christians, it's a spiritual way.
所以我们借助这些背景。
And that through this background,
我们希望对上行诗能有更深的认识。
We'd like to have a deeper understanding of the Song of Degrees.
但是更重要的就是，这里面教导我们一条成圣的道路。
But more importantly, this teaches a way of sanctification.
成长的道路。
A way of growth.
那么这三个五个篇五个五三三段的五个诗篇刚好是用三座山来代表的。
And these three sets of five psalms are represented by three different mountains.
那么头五篇是橄榄山。
The first five are represented by Mount of Olives.
接着的是锡安山。
Second five, Mount Zion.
那最后呢就来到了摩利亚山。
And the last five, Mount Moriah.
所以今天我们大部分的时间要集中在摩利亚山。
So our focus today will be upon Mount Moriah.
不过昨天呢我们没有提到诗篇129篇。
But last night we didn't finish Psalm 129.
我想我们稍微的点一下。
I think we'll briefly mention it.
就是地理来说。
Geographically speaking.
我们知道现在从125篇一直到129篇已经到了摩利亚山。
So when you come to Psalm 125 to 129, you already reached Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山乃是个山脉。
You know, Mount Moriah is actually a mountainous range.
是个南北向的山脉。
It actually runs south to north.
它靠近山谷的部分。
And near its valley.
就是南边。
Especially the south.
那个时候那里有一座很小的山叫做锡安山。
There's a small mountain there called Mount Zion.
那么大卫的宝座就在那里。
And the throne of David is there.
那么然后再往北一点。
And if you keep on going north.
还没有到真正圣殿山。
Before you reach the Temple Mount,
那么我们知道那里有所罗门的圣皇宫王宫。
There you will find the Palace of Solomon.
所以这个就是127跟128。
And that's Psalm 127 and 128.
那到了129以后还要再往上走。
And then when you come to Psalm 129, you would go even further.
可以说几乎已经到了摩利亚山巅了，就是不是摩利亚这个中就是。我们说过圣殿山的那个最高的地方。
So we have almost reached the highest point on the Mount, a Temple Mount.
或者我们这样说吧。
Or in other words,
摩利亚山是包括锡安山、圣殿山还有哥哥塔山。
Mount Moriah includes the Zion Temple Mount as well as Golgotha.
那么在圣殿山里面最高的当然就是那里就是至圣所的基地了，就是圣殿在那里盖起来。
And the highest point on the Temple Mount is, of course, that which is found near the Holy of Holies.
不过呢，在那个最高的地方，然后往海大海，就是往地中海那个方向斜坡的地方。
But if you look at the mount and you go west towards the sea and in that slope.
那个斜坡上就是圣经中的阿尔南的禾场。
And on that slope is where you would find the threshing floor of Ornan.
那么129篇呢大概就在这个地方。
And then this is probably where Psalm 129 occurs.
因为这里讲的农耕的事。
Because here it talks about planting, agriculture.
你看呢讲到谁扶犁然后在背上扶犁而耕然后耕的犁沟甚长。
And then the plows plowed, and then the lengthened the furrows.
那么这个和126篇是彼此呼应的。
And then it actually corresponds to Psalm 126.
126篇讲的流泪撒种。
Psalm 126 speaks about sowing in tears.
然后带着禾捆回来。
But they will reap with joy.
那么我们知道说，等到他们这个为这个禾场是什么意思呢
？What does the threshing floor mean？
为什么禾场多半都是在一个很高的地方
？Why are threshing floor generally in a high place？
那多半就是你可以想到这个，你大概可以想到。这个路德记的故事。
And you could probably be reminded of the story of the book of Ruth.
你记不记得波阿斯就在打麦场上打麦，就在打麦场上。
You know that Boaz was on the threshing floor.
那么当晚风吹的时候。
And then as the wind blew.
那么那个时候他们就可以用簸箕就把麦子就往空中就扬起来。
And then they will throw the wheat into the air.
那么这个时候呢，那个晚风啊，就可以把糠就把它吹走。
And then the wind will blow away the husk.
所以大家都知道，到了晚风的时候，那个风多半是从地中海那边吹过来。
And generally speaking,
这个送过来。
During dusk, the wind would generally come from the west, from the Mediterranean.
所以我们知道说，这个摩利亚圣殿山其实最早的时候，它是一个合场。
So we know that at the earliest time, Mount Moriah was actually part of a threshing floor called Ornan,
又叫做亚劳拿的合场
or Arano.
那么这个两个名字呢，在犹太的传统里面说是两个兄弟。
Actually, these two names, according to tradition, refer to two brothers.
它背后有个故事的。
And behind it, there's a story.
那么两个兄弟呢，住在禾场的两端。
Now the two brothers lived on the two edges of the threshing floor.
一个结婚了，一个还是单身。
One was married, one was single.
看到他们彼此相爱。
And they loved each other.
所以呢，这单身的这个兄弟呢，因为他们都做农的，都做农的。
And of course, they were all farmers.
所以当然他们有很多的麦，有禾捆，有很多的麦子。
And then they had a lot of wheat.
那么这个做，那么这个单身的呢，就想到已经结婚的。
Now the single brother would think of the one that already got married.
他的负担很沉重。
That his burden would be heavy.
所以他觉得我应该把我的麦子有一部分要送给他。
So he felt that I should give him part of my wheat.
但是我暗暗的给他，我明明的给他。
But I ought to give it to him in secret, not in public.
所以到了晚上的时候。
So at night.
他就挑了两担的这个麦子
，He took two buckets of wheat，
然后呢就到了他哥哥的那个住的地方的门口
，And then went to the entrance towards where his brother lived，
然后就把麦子就倒在那里
，And then poured the wheat there。
那第二天早晨的这个已经结了婚的这个兄弟就看见家里的这个好像不知道为什么这个多起来了
，And then the next morning the married one。Woke up and saw, didn't understand why there was more wheat in front of his house.
那么这结婚的这个兄弟呢，也想到我另外一个兄弟是没有结婚，是单身的。
So then I was, the married brother was thinking, well, my other brother is not single.
他也有需要。
He also has needs.
所以他做同样的事。
So he did the same thing.
也是晚上暗暗的把麦子就堆在他兄弟的门前。
And then so he also secretly at night brought the wheat to his brother's house.
所以经过了一段时间，两个人同时发现每天早晨他们一醒过来就发现好像他们麦子比平常要多一点了。
So every day they would wake up and they would notice that their wheat somehow increased overnight.
那么他们都不知道是怎么回事。
They didn't know what was going on.
一直等了有一个晚上。
Until one evening.
他们两个同时往对方的方向走的时候。
As they were walking towards each other.
结果他们在中途就相遇了。
And then in the middle, they met up with each other.
他们才明白乃是弟兄相爱的故事。
And they understood the story of brotherly love.
所以他们就抱头痛哭。
So then they hugged together and wept.
那么这个就是一个很动人的故事。
And this is a very moving story.
所以根据这个犹太人的遗传呢。
So according to Jewish tradition.
那么那个农场，那个禾场就叫做亚劳拿的禾场，也叫做阿尔南的禾场。
And that threshing floor is called the threshing floor of Ornan or Arunel.
那么当然了。你看见他们在上面要打麦的。
And then of course they have to beat the wheat there.
你们记得那个故事对不对
？You remember the story, right?
那就是大卫的故事了。
And that's the story of David.
大卫不是数点神，数点百姓吗
？Wasn't David numbering his people?
这件事神不喜欢。
And this displeased God.
所以最后呢，神就降灾给大卫。
So then in the end, God caused a difficulty come upon David.
那么天使几乎要开始毁灭耶路撒冷。
And then the angels were almost going to destroy Jerusalem.
然后神就打发。先知就告诉大卫。
And then God sent a prophet to talk to David.
那么你应该到那个禾场上去献祭。
And told them to go to this threshing floor to offer sacrifice.
最后呢，我们知道说大卫就在那个禾场上献祭。
So in the end, David offered a sacrifice on the threshing floor of Ornan.
我想我们趁这个机会稍微看看这一段。
Can we just look in that passage?
因为这个和我们的主题很有关系。
Because this is much related to our main theme.
我们看这个历代之上第二十一章。
Can we look in First Chronicles, 11? Oh, 21.
二十一章。
First Chronicles 21.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
就大卫得罪神了以后。
This is after David sinned against God.
十八节。
Verse 18.
耶和华的使者吩咐迦德去告诉大卫，叫他上去，在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上，为耶和华筑一座坛。
Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite.
那大卫就照着迦德奉耶和华的名所说的话上去了。So
David went up at the word of Gad, which he spoke in the name of the Lord.
那么然后呢，我们来看二十节很重要。
And verse 20, very important.
那时阿尔南正打麦子。And
then in Ornan was threshing wheat.
回头看见天使，就和他四个儿子都藏起来。Now
Ornan turned back and saw the angel and his four sons were with him, hid themselves.
那么大家都知道啊。Everyone
knows.
这里当耶和华的使者
When the angel of the Lord
吩咐迦德去告诉大卫说你要往阿尔南禾场上去
commanded Gad to go to the threshing floor of Ornan.
但这里的圣灵特别说那是阿尔南正在打。
And here it's spoken that Ornan was threshing wheat.
所以这个地方不是个历史的场合，不是过去的，不是。So
this is not a historical thing.
当大卫要上去时，那是刚刚好人在打麦。So
when David went up there, people were threshing the wheat.
所以这就是告诉我们说，神为什么要他上去呢？So
this tells us why did God want him to go up?
因为大卫数点百姓。Because
when David numbered the people,
证明说他。
It proves that he is proud.
你看见，虽然他神给他，神让他做大卫做王，能够帮助许多的人。And
because David as king could help many people.
就好像把什么呢？就好像把这个粮食呢，能够分给别人。Just
like he could give the food to others.
但是大卫不单纯。
But David was not pure.
神要使用大卫比这更多的。God
wants to use David for even more than this.
不错，大卫把粮食给别人。True,
David gave the food to others.
但是呢，他不知不觉也把他自己给了别人。But
unbeknownst to him, he gave himself to others as well.
所以这个就是指着麦壳子来说。So
this refers to the husk.
所以如果人今天要得着粮食的话，So
if people are going to receive food today,
你看见麦壳跟麦粒一定要分开。The
wheat and the husk need to be separated.
那麦壳就指的我们的。
And then our husk speaks about our flesh.
所以这个禾场的工作就是打麦的工作。So
the work at the threshing floor is the work of threshing the wheat.
那么打麦常常是用牛来做的。And
then oftentimes you use the ox to thresh the wheat.
牛呢铲在木板上。And
the ox they would step upon the wooden platform.
木板呢就放在轮子上。
And then this wooden platform be put on wheels.
这个轮子常常是带着齿牙齿的。
And then this wheels would have these teeth on it.
然后呢，就从麦子经过。
And then this would go on top of the wheat.
就这样经过的时候。
And then after this.
然后你看见麦粒跟麦壳就分开。
And then the wheat and the husk would be separated.
所以圣经中的禾场是永远代表十字架的工作来说。
So the threshing floor always speaks about the work of the cross in the Bible.
非常有意思。
It's very interesting.
你读基甸的故事也是这样。
If you study the story of Gideon, it's the same way.
在这里也是这样。
Here it's the same thing.
你看见神叫大卫到那个禾场去。
God caused David to go to the threshing floor.
有他的原因。It
has its reason.
所以你看见吗？
So you see that?
现在大卫学了功课。
Now David learned a lesson.
那么结果他就到了禾场去。
And then he came to the threshing floor.
那么现在28节。
And then verse 28.
那时大卫见耶和华在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上应允了他，就在那里献祭。
At that time when David saw that the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he offered sacrifice there.
然后呢？ 第三十一节。第三十一节。这是对，中文三十一节，英文是第一句，英文是下一章的第一句。22:1.
So then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God."
为以色列人献燔祭的坛。
And this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel.
这里很简单的，因为当他献燔祭的时候，
so when he offered the burnt offering,
那么火呢就从天上降下来，
and then the fire came down,
就表示神悦纳。
This proved that God accepted it.
只要神悦纳了，
if God accepted it,
就表示神不生气了。
It means that God is no longer angry.
如果神不生气了，
if God is no longer angry,
那大卫的命就保住了。
Then the life of David is kept.
耶路撒冷的命运就保住了。
And then Jerusalem will be kept.
所以当大卫一看见神悦纳了他，
So when David saw that God accepted his
offering,
why did he God accept it? 因为现在大卫
的地方是对的地方。
Because David was in the right place.
大卫需要经过十字架的工作。
David needs to go through the work of the cross.
大卫需要经过这个打麦场的工作。
David needed to go through the threshing floor.
这个是清楚的。
This is very clear.
那么当他献祭的时候，
as he offered sacrifice,
那这个时候神悦纳他。
At this time, God accepted his offering.
那这个时候忽然发现。
So then he suddenly discovered.
他说这是耶和华神的殿。
It says, this is the house of the Lord God.
We know
this is a very important verse in the Old Testament.
这代表一个很重大的发现。
This speaks of an important discovery.
400年到500年，以色列人蒙在鼓里，根本不知道这件事。
For 400 or 500 years, the people of Israel didn't know about this.
他们有神的话。
They had the word of God.
神借着摩西告诉他们说，你们到了迦南地以后，然后你们要找一个地方。
God through Moses spoke about how they would find a place.
要从十二个支派里面挑选一个支派。
And then among the 12 tribes, they would find one tribe.
然后他们要献祭，一定要到那里去献祭。
And for them to offer sacrifice, they need to go there.
他们每年三次过节，就要到那里去过节。
So every year, 3 times, they would go celebrate the feast.
这个话老早已经说了。
So they already spoken of this before.
还没有进迦南，他们摩西已经讲清楚
了。Before they entered Canaan, Moses already told them about this.
大卫在禾场上的时候。
But when David was at the threshing floor,
这句话已经说了400年到500年。
This word was already spoken 400 or 500 years.
没有人知道神拣选哪个支派。
No one understood which tribe God had chosen.
没有想到。
No one could have.
没人想到说神竟然拣选了便雅悯的支派。
No one imagined that God would have chosen Benjamin.
没有人想到说那个地方原来就是摩利亚山。
And no one would have imagined that it would be Mount Moriah.
而且没有人想到说什么地方你献上以撒，什么地方。就是圣殿的基地。
No one imagined that where he offered Isaac, that would be the ground for the temple to be built.
你看见现在大卫学了很惨痛的功课。
Now David learned a deep lesson.
你看见吗？现在神在他身上很深的工作。
And there was a deep work on David.
那么等到他经过这个大苦难以后。
As he went through this great tribulation.
你看在神的手里面何等，他宁可落在神的手里面。
So of course he rather fall into the hand of God.
但你想神的手何等的沉重。
But imagine how hard the hand of God was.
但是最后感谢神。
But thank God,
他终于到了亚尔南的，都终于到了阿尔南的合场。
He came to the threshing floor of Ornan.
那么他终于献上燔祭。
He finally offered the burnt offering.
而神也悦纳这个燔祭。
And God accepted it as well.
现在他眼睛的鳞片掉下来。
Now the scales on his eyes fell down.
他说这是耶和华的殿。
Said this is the house of God.
大卫终于找到了。
Now finally David found it.
你看见没？找到了。
Do you see it? He found it.
他最后终于找到了。
He finally found it.
就像阿基米德一样。
Just like
Archimedes. Yeah, 这个阿基米德不是有很重大的发现吗？
That didn't he have great discovery?
那么他就在洗澡的时候，他发现了很重要的原理。
When he was taking a bath, he had a great discovery.
等到他发现了，他就什么也不管了，就出去喊说：“我找到了，我找到了。”
So he didn't care about his condition. He just ran out and said, "I found it."
所以那句希腊话很有名的。
And that Greek word is very famous.
那么一直到现在，大家
even until today,
弟兄姊妹，经过了400年、500年
，after 400 or 500 years,
大卫终于找到了。
David finally found it.
在这么多的人里面
，amongst all these people,
神拣选大卫。
God chose David.
神训练他。
God trained him.
神果然要建造他的家室。
God obviously wanted to build his house.
他自己要被建造。
He needed to be built.
他需要雕刻。
He needed to be
需要神更深的工作。
He needed the deeper work of God.
他才能看得见。
Then he could see.
他看得见。
After he could see.
他才知道基地在哪里。
Then he would know where the place of the building would occur.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
虽然神说你不可以建造圣殿。
Even though God said you cannot build the house.
但是圣殿该在哪里是大卫知道。
But where would the temple be built? David knew about that.
是大卫告诉所罗门的。
David told Solomon.
如果不是大卫告诉所罗门，所罗门不知道。
If David didn't tell Solomon, Solomon wouldn't know.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
大卫所罗门如果要明白神的旨意。
So if Solomon is to understand the will of God.
是因为神建造大卫。
It's because God first built the house of David.
所以你看见吗？
So do you see that?
这个现在神在大卫身上做了很深的工作。
So God did a great work on David.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在呢，他终于看见。
Now he finally saw.
这就是耶和华殿的根基。
This is the foundation of the house of God.
那我们好不好看一下历代之下第三章第三章。
Could we then turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 3?
Solomon 就在耶路撒冷，耶和华向他父亲大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上，大卫所指定的地方预备好了，开工建造耶和华的殿。
Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David at the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
那么你看见吗？最后终于圣殿建在摩利亚山上。
So in the end, you see, finally, the temple was built upon Mount Moriah.
圣灵非常小心。
Now the Holy Spirit was very careful.
这个圣殿的基地应该在哪里呢？
Now where was the place where the temple be built? The base.
这个圣殿的基地在什么地方？
So where is the location for which the temple be built?
两个形容词。
There's two descriptions.
一个是摩利亚山。
One is Mount Moriah.
还有个就是阿尔南的禾场。
And the other is the threshing floor of Ornan.
大家清楚了吗？
So now you're very clear.
什么地方有亚伯拉罕的奉献？
So wherever you find the offering of Abraham.
什么地方有人献上以撒？
Wherever someone offered Isaac.
那就这个地方现在圣殿可以盖起来。
Now at this place, this is where the temple can be built.
这个圣殿可以指着神的同在。
And of course, this temple can be used to describe the presence of God.
这个圣殿也可以指着教会来使用。
This temple can also refer to the church of God.
无论是教会，无论是神的同在。
Whether the church or the presence of God.
你看那个基础是个什么基础呢？
You see, what is the foundation?
哪里有奉献？
Wherever there is consecration.
哪里有人把以撒献上？
Wherever there is an offering of Isaac.
你看神就在这里把教会建造起来。
This is where God will build His church.
这里就带进神的同在。
This brings forth the presence of God.
当200个人聚在一起，
When 200 people gather together,
他可以是200个人。
He can be two individuals.
这个可以是 congregation.
It can be a congregation.
这是个会众。
It is a congregation.
但是什么时候有教会的实际？
So, but when is there the reality of the church?
教会的实际乃是100个人，他们都把自己的以撒献上。
The reality of the church is when 100 people, every single one offers their Isaac.
你看见在这里就有教会的实际。
So then you have the reality of the church.
所以这一点是非常重要的。
So this is very important.
但是就这么多吗？
But is it just that much?
不是的。
No.
你看我们每一个的肉体都必须要被带到阿尔南的禾场。
All of our flesh needs to be brought to the threshing floor of Ornan.
所以有人说教会的门口有一个十字架。
So some people tell us that in front of the church there is a cross.
不是木头的十字架。
It's not a wooden cross.
是个真实的十字架。
It's a true cross.
所有的肉体都不能进到里面。
All of none of the flesh can enter in.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这什么原则呢？
What is the principle?
这就是这里所说的原则。
This is the principle spoken of here.
我们讲的摩利亚山。
When we speak about Mount Moriah.
我们讲的圣殿。
When we speak about the temple.
讲的神的同在。
When we speak about the presence of God.
讲到来到主的脚前。
When we speak about coming to the feet of the Lord.
讲到我们要瞻仰神的面。
When we speak about coming to see the face of God.
与主有亲密的交通。
To have wonderful fellowship with Him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
这个不就上行道路最终的目标吗？
Isn't this the ultimate goal of this upward way?
但是你要记得。
But you have to remember.
到那个目标以前
to reach that goal,
圣殿怎么会建造在摩利亚山上呢？
How can the temple be built on Mount Moriah?
你看大卫需要被建造。
You see, David needed to be built first.
神需要为大卫建造家。
God needed to build a house for David.
然后从里面，从其中有一个儿子叫所罗门，他来建造。
And from one of his sons, Solomon, to build the temple.
如果神不建造，
if God didn't build,
不可能有所罗门。
It's impossible for there to be Solomon.
那就不可能有所罗门的建造。
And then there wouldn't be the building of Solomon.
但是就是所罗门要建造。
But in order for Solomon to build,
你不能把这圣殿盖在空中。
You can't build this house in the air.
你一定要盖在一定地方。
You have to build it at a certain location.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
又是神在大卫家室里面的建造。
So again, God built in the house of David.
大卫神在大卫个人身上工作。
So God did a work in David individually.
他骄傲了。
He was proud.
你看他软弱了。
And he became weak.
他失败了。
He fell.
但是借助他的失败。
But because of his falling.
一面神管教他，
On the one hand, God disciplined him,
把他的愚昧打出去，
and to take away his foolishness.
但是不光如此，
but not only that,
就在学习惨痛功课之后，
after he learned a difficult lesson,
你看见神让他看得更清楚了，
God allowed him to see more clearly.
现在你才知道，
so now you know,
如果没有这些根本 这个不根本，摩利亚山是在空中的。
If you don't have this,
圣殿是在空中的。
Then the temple will be in the air.
现在不了。
But it's not the same.
现在一切都清楚了。
Everything is clear now.
四百年、五百年人没有看见的。
Four or five hundred years, people what people didn't see.
现在大卫看见。
Now David saw.
你看见吗？
这是
神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
神的旨意，圣殿只能够建在摩利亚山。
The will of God is that the temple can only be built on Mount Moriah.
也只能在阿尔南河。
And can only be built on the threshing floor of Ornan.
换句话说。
In other words,
十字架的爱。
The love of the cross
激励我们把我们自己献上
encourages us to offer ourselves to the Lord.
而且当我们献上以撒就是把自己献上
And that when we offer our Isaac, it means we're offering ourselves.
那是最好的
That is the best.
这是十字架的爱
This is the love of the cross.
但是十字架的交通呢
But what is the fellowship of the cross?
是把你看见是要除去我们的肉体
Is we have to have our flesh being removed.
十字架的交通就是十字架在我们身上的工作
The fellowship of the cross is the work of the cross on us.
结果就把我们带到阿尔南的河。
Then we are being brought to the threshing floor of Ornan.
所以这就是当你读到这五第二段五篇的最后一篇。
So this is what is spoken of in the last psalm of the second five psalms.
所以我们现在可以再回去了。
So let us return.
我们再回到诗篇一百二十九篇。
Let us return to Psalm 129.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你就知道。
So now, brothers and sisters, you know.
当你还没有进到诗篇一百三十篇以前。
Before you enter into Psalm 130.
当摩利亚山还没有到以前。
Before you come to Mount Moriah.
你一定要到一个地方。
You have to come to one place.
那个地方就是阿尔南的河场。
And that place is a threshing floor of water.
所以在这里讲的河捆。
So here it speaks about
the harvest.
It speaks about harvest.
你看见吗？也讲到。
It also speaks about the plow.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
这就证明说是从头到尾的工作。
So this is a work from beginning to end.
当人站在阿尔南河场。
As people are upon the threshing floor.
如果你是农夫的话。
If you're a farmer.
你看见你手中的麦子。
If you look at the wheat in your hands.
你就知道说。
Then you know.
这个乃是一连串工作的最后了。
This is the end of a whole process of work.
接着下面就应该是丰收了。
And then the next step is the harvest.
接着下面你看麦子就能供应给众人做粮食了。
The next, the wheat should be able to feed people.
但是你可以想象到在整个的过程里面。
But in this whole process.
你看见需要有农耕的工作。
So you need the work of the plow.
那么然后最后才到了阿尔南的河场。
And then in the end you come to the threshing floor of Ornan.
所以这里开始说以色列当说从我幼年以来敌人屡次苦待我。
Because here it says many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, let Israel now say.
那么这里的以色列
Now the Israel spoken of here
就是前面说愿平安归于以色列
It's the same Israel where earlier it says May peace be unto Israel
你明白吗
Do you understand that?
这个一百二十八篇
Psalm 128
到了最后说愿你看见你儿女的儿女愿平安归于以色列
In the end it says Indeed may you see your children's children Peace be upon Israel
谁是以色列呢
Who is Israel?
雅各就是以色列
Jacob is Israel
那么雅各是以色列
Jacob is Israel.
所以他的儿女，他的子孙都是以色列。
So his children are all part of Israel.
所以他的儿女都是以他们的祖宗来做名取名字。
So his children all use his name as a name for his nation.
愿平安归于以色列。
So may peace be upon Israel.
但是以色列当说。
But Israel must say.
这是紧紧接下去的
And then it follows right after.
而且现在你看见已经比从前更往上走了
And then they actually have gone a little bit further.
现在不光是在大卫的不在所罗门的宫不光在所罗门的宫里面
They're no longer just at the palace of Solomon.
大卫的宝座在那里不错
The throne of David is there.
但是现在还要再往上
But they want to go further up.
还没有到建造圣殿那个地方
Not yet at the place of building.
已经非常靠近了
Very close to the temple.
不过在你看见圣殿盖起来
But before you see the temple being built up,
你还得要看一件。
You have to see something else.
现在大概是到了阿尔南的河场。
They probably have come to the threshing floor of Ornan.
阿尔南的河场。
A threshing floor of Ornan.
叫你想起大卫的故事。
Should remind you of the story of David.
大卫怎样数点百姓。
How David numbered his people.
你看见大卫的肉体。
You saw how the flesh of David.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
大卫也是雅各的后裔。
David is also the descendant of Jacob.
大卫也是雅各的子孙。
David is also the descendant of Jacob.
如果雅各是虫的话，大卫也是虫。
If Jacob is a worm, so is David.
因为你记不记得以赛亚神对以赛亚书神 神对雅各说，你这虫雅各。
Do you remember how God spoke to Jacob in Isaiah? You worm, Jacob.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters, but thank the Lord.
那一只毛毛虫
that worm.
结果神把它变成一只蝴蝶
that caterpillar would eventually become a butterfly.
它是虫的时候名字叫雅各
when he was just a worm, his name was Jacob.
它是蝴蝶的时候，它的名字叫以色列
when he became a butterfly, his name is Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
现在我们懂吗
now do you understand?
很清楚为什么现在需要被带到这个锡安山呢
Why do you have to be brought to Mount Zion?
我们的肉体向来是不顺服的
Our flesh always doesn't obey.
现在我们也被带到阿尔南的禾场
Now we have been brought to the threshing floor of Arnon.
让圣灵在我们身上工作
To allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
让打麦子那个棍子把我们的愚昧打出去
To allow the stick that's used to beat the wheat to remove our husk.
把我们的壳子把它分开
To remove our husk.
所以以色列当说
So let Israel now say.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个工作什么工作
？What is the work here？
就是毛毛虫变成蝴蝶的工作。
This is the story of the worm becoming the butterfly。
这是大卫的故事。
This is the story of David。
这也是说，也是雅各的故事。
This is also the story of Jacob。
所以很有意思的。
So it's very interesting。
你读下去
，If you keep on reading，
你觉得这个是雅各的故事。
You feel this is the story of Jacob。
但是也是大卫的故事。
But it's also the story of David。
两个故事是一个故事。
The two stories are one。
所以他说，我从幼年以来，敌人屡次苦害。
Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up。
从我幼年以来，敌人屡次苦害我，却没有胜了我。
Yet they have not prevailed against me.
你看这不是雅各是什么
Isn't this Jacob?
因为雅各就是抓的意思
Jacob, what it means is to cling on to.
雅各从来不是 gentleman.
No, Jacob is never a gentleman.
雅各是抓着哥哥的脚跟出来
So he laid on to the hold of the heel of his brother and came out.
从前有一个笑话
Now there was a joke that went this way.
说是有一个英国的母亲
Now there was an English mother.
她生了个双胞胎她有个双胞胎在她肚子里
And she had twins in her womb.
结果到了时候没有生下来。
But during the time that they were due, they weren't born.
过了两年还是没有生下来。
After 2 years, they still weren't born.
十年还是没有生下来。
After 10 years, they're still not born.
六十年了。
After 60 years.
现在医生说要剖腹生产了。
Now the doctor said, now you have to do a C-section.
结果呢，果然剖腹生产。
So then the mother did go to a C-section.
有两个老绅士在母怀母腹里。
There are two elder gentlemen there.
那一个说 you first.
One said you first.
另外一个说 you first.
The other said, "You first."
就是因为这样，他们六十年出不来。
So because of this, for 60 years they never were able to come out.
因为两个都是绅士。
Because both of them were gentlemen.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers,
雅各没有的。
Jacob wasn't.
你看雅各不是。
You see, Jacob was not this way.
雅各开始抓住哥哥的脚。
Jacob laid hold of the heel of his brother.
这就是雅各嘛。
This is David.
所以雅各一天到晚就抓神，雅各一天到晚抓这个祝福。
So Jacob was always out to lay hold of the blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见吗
？You see that?
虽然敌人屡次
So even though the many times they have persecuted me,
他的舅舅
his uncle.
你看见神真是知道怎么帮助，怎么对付雅各。
So God knew how to deal with Jacob, right?
他是个弯刀，结果碰到葫芦头。
So he
就碰到对手，碰到 his match.
So he found his, he met his match.
结果没有想到在哥在舅舅的手里不知道受多少的苦。
So he didn't know how much he suffered under the hand of his uncle.
然后他下面怎么说呢
？So what did he say?
如同腐里的根在我背上，腐里而根，根的犁沟深长。
The plowers plowed upon my back; they lengthened their furrows.
这是什么？这是雅各的故事。
This is the story of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers、
你还记不记得
？Do you remember？
他离家的时候啊
，When he left home，
圣经说太阳下山。
The Bible said that the sun had set。
然后下一次
，The next time，
圣经说太阳出来。
The Bible described how the sun came up。
二十年以后
，It was 20 years later。
他从此有一个漫长的二十年的长夜。
He had a long night for 20 years。
他说我白天受尽干热，晚上尝尽风霜。
He said in the morning I went through the scorching heat, and at night I went through the cold.
他的舅舅十次改了他的工作。
And then his uncle Laban changed his wages 10 times.
你看见神不是在他的背上扶犁而耕吗
？Wasn't God plowing the plow upon his back?
而且耕的犁沟深长。
And then lengthened the furrows.
大卫是雅各是如此。
David, Jacob was this way.
雅各的后裔大卫也是如此。
The descendant of Jacob, David, was this way also.
这就是诗篇一百。
This is Psalm 29.
九篇。然后下面怎么说
？And then what did it say further?
耶和华是公义的。
He said the Lord is righteous.
他砍断了恶人的绳索。
He has cut into the cords of the wicked.
这个恶人是谁
？Who is the wicked?
就是我们的肉体。
It's our flesh.
所以现在要把他砍断。
So he has to cut him out.
这就是诗篇。这个第二，这个上行诗第二个 五篇里面最重要的思想。
And this is a very central thought in the second five Psalms.
肉体是做什么的？
What is the flesh?
他是恨恶锡安。
He hates Zion.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看，当你学锡安山功课的时候，
When you learn the lesson of Zion,
有一个东西拦住你的。
There's something that keeps holds you back.
我们从前呢，觉得这个女孩子三寸金莲是很好看的。
Now the Chinese used to think that if you had a 3-inch-long foot, that was a pretty picture.
但是我们知道这不是如此。
But it's not this way.
一个小孩子如果生下来，你看所有的女孩子她脚都是很好看的。
So every child when they're born, their natural growing feet is a beautiful thing.
如果你让她没有不拦住她生长，结果她到了走出进地毯那一段的，你看这是很双很美好的脚。
So if you don't do anything with the feet and you allow and see her walk down the aisle when she gets married, it's a beautiful thing.
人就又很长很长的裹脚布就在他们裹了再裹裹了再裹。
But then what they used to do is they would bind the feet with this cloth.
那么二十年当然它就变成三寸金莲。
And then after 20 years the feet would remain the same size at 3 inches.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见有你看见吗？在整个生命成长的过程里面。
So in the whole process of growth,
我们有太多的裹脚布。
We have too many of this binding cloth.
所以到今天你问他问我们得救多少年了？
So when people ask you how many years have you been saved?
你说也许好几年了。
You said maybe many years.
你看看那脚三寸金莲。
You look at the feet, it's probably just three inches.
你看见没有？
Do you see
这是我们今天的问题。
This is our problem today.
所以说，愿恨恶锡安的都蒙羞退后。
So may all who hate Zion be put to shame and turn back.
愿他们像房顶上的草，未长成而枯干。
Let them like grass upon the be like grass upon the housetops, which withers before it grows up.
收割的不够一把，禾捆也不满怀。
With which the reaper does not fill his hand, or the binder of sheaves his bosom.
过路的也不说，愿耶和华所赐的福归于你们。
Nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Be blessed.
至于我们呢？
But how about us?
我们奉耶和华的名给你们祝福。
But we bless you in the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们是有禾捆带回来。
We come back with harvest of joy.
我们曾经流泪撒种。
We were once who sowed in tears.
这个通通是在这五篇里面的故事。
This is all the story of these five psalms.
现在呢？带了丰收来。
Now there is the great harvest.
为什么有丰收？
Why is there a great harvest?
为什么现在人能得着供应？
Why can people be benefited?
你看见不光神在我们身上犁耕犁我们。
Not only is that plow plowing upon our back.
而且我们知道说，我们也经过了阿尔南的河。
We know that we have also crossed the threshing floor of Arnon.
十字架做了很深的工作。
The work of the cross did a deep work.
现在我们看见。
Now we see.
我们付了很惨重的代价。
We paid a great price.
现在我们知道。
Now we know.
那这个原来就是神同在的根基。
Now this is the foundation of the presence of God.
现在才有圣殿的基地。
Now can you have the place to build the temple?
所以弟兄姊妹，一百二十篇就完了。
So that's the end of Psalm 129.
那么这样的话，你看见第二篇，就是第二段的五篇就告了一段。
So now the second set of five psalms comes to an end.
那么然后现在就开始了一百三十篇。
Now you come to Psalm 130.
一百三十一篇。
131,
132,
132,
到了132很清楚，你看见很清楚，你看见说已经到了什么？已经到了圣殿的广场。
Psalm 132, it's very clear that you see you've come to the temple complex.
到了133篇，
when you come to Psalm 133,
你看见已经到了妇人的院。
You have already come to the women's court.
那就是以色列全家所在的地方。
And that is where the whole families of Israel would gather.
所以看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善。
Behold how pleasant, how good and pleasant, and how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together.
我这里要稍微加一点的说明。
So I want to add another explanation.
我们说妇人的院呢。
When we speak about the women's court,
这个资料是根据，希律的圣殿。
This information is according to the temple of Herod.
就是第二个圣殿。
It's the second temple.
那么因为那里有足够的资料。
Because there is enough information.
那就主耶稣所在的时候。
And that's during the time of our Lord Jesus.
那么对于第一次的圣殿。
Now for the first temple.
现在资料是很少很少。
Now there's very rare, very little information we have.
所以你知道阿拉伯人他们敢挑战。
So that's why the Arabs dare to challenge.
所以你怎么知道这第一个圣殿，大卫的所罗门的圣殿曾经在那里？
How do you know that the Solomon's temple even existed?
不是没有证据。
It's not that there's no proof.
证据不多的。
There's not too much proof.
所以我们不大知道说那个时候的情形是什么情形。
So we don't really know what the true condition of that time was.
你如果读圣经读不大清楚。
If you study the Bible, it's not that clear.
但是呢， 就着我们就着第二个圣殿多半原则上是延续着第一个圣殿。
But the second temple in principle should be the continuation of the first one.
所以我们猜想。
So our guess is this.
大概第二个圣殿离开第一个圣殿是不是很远的。
So the second temple should be very close to the first temple.
所以以色列人他们一定有足够的资料能够延续第一个圣殿。
So the Jewish people, they should have enough information to continue the first temple.
也许我们知道那个第第啊，也许这个第二个圣殿广场，也许第一个圣殿广场没有第二个那么大。
Maybe the first temple complex wasn't as big as the second temple complex.
但样子大概应该是差不多的。
But the way it looked was probably very similar.
所以我们现在所说的妇人的院
So when we speak about the women's court
那个是指着特别是在主耶稣降生那个时候的圣殿
So this probably especially refers to the temple of when our Lord Jesus was born
但一点都不错的
So it's true
就在那个时候
During that time
你知道以色列人也是唱这十五篇诗篇
The people of Israel also sang these 15 songs
他们在女人院里面
They were
女院里面 女院里面
In the women's court they would sing this
拉比们他们就是带着人唱这十篇一百
And the rabbis
一共十五篇的
The rabbis Rabbis will lead them in singing these 15 songs.
所以你知道，等你真的到了这个弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
So when you come to this, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
那么很清楚，已经到了女院了。
It's clearly already at the women's court.
那一百三十二篇很清楚吗
？Now Psalm 132 is very clear.
一百二十三篇，这里给我们看到，我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
He said, "I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her needy with bread."
为什么？
Why?
这是我安息之所。
Because this is the place of my rest.
十三节。
Verse 13.
因为我耶和华拣选了锡安，当作自己的居所。
For the Lord has chosen Zion; He has desired for His habitation.
那么在这个圣殿的广场里面。
Now in this temple complex.
那的的确确，他们有摆放粮食的地方。
And indeed, they had a place where they would store the food.
也有油的地方。
And then they would store oil also.
你看圣殿里面有这些地方的。
So the temple had these locations.
所以神说，我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
So that's why God said, "I will abundantly bless her provision; I will satisfy her needy with bread."
所以很清楚，现在你不光是到了圣殿。
Now you not have just not come to the temple.
而且你是来到了圣殿的广场。
Now you have come to the temple complex.
不过到了一百三十三篇更近了。
But when you come to Psalm 133, you come to one step further.
我想大家应该对于这个印象应该是有了。
I think people should have a general impression of that.
不过很可惜，昨天早晨呢，我们没有录影。
But unfortunately, it's a shame that we didn't record yesterday's presentation.
我们解释那个背景的时候。
Because when we explained that background,
我们是用幻灯的。
Now we used the projector.
所以如果昨天有了录影，可能大家留下，大家如果要复习的话，就容易的多了。
So it would have been easier if we had a recording.
那现在我们只有录音。
So now we only have the audio recording.
讲到这里的时候，我稍微顺便提醒大家一下。
So let me remind brothers and sisters.
那么因为如果大家听录音没有录影没有这个图片可能印象不深刻
So because you only had the audio recording and not no video recording it won't be you won't have a deeper impression
或者你要介绍给别人的
Or if you want to introduce it to others
因为他没有看没有参加所以他就不知道讲些什么
Because they didn't participate they wouldn't know what we're talking about
所以我想我要做这件事
So I'll do something here
我回去的时候
When I return
我就把它放在网站上
I'll put it on the website
所以弟兄姊妹你们就可以去下载
So then you can just download the presentation
所以给我几秒钟告诉你们网站的地址。
So just give me a few seconds for me to give you the address.
所以如果你愿意的话，你可以上去登录下。
If you will, you can come and go and download it.
我大概明天就到家了。
So tomorrow night I will reach home.
我希望半夜以前就把它放上去。
So before midnight, I would like to put it onto the website.
如果大家愿意的话，可以把那个图片下载。
If you're willing, you can download that website.
所以那个很容易的。
It's very simple.
大家都会讲 Amen, 对不对
？Everyone knows how to say Amen, right?
这个网站的名叫 Amen。
The website is called Amen.
那么古时候，神的儿女们因为受逼迫。
Now the children of God used to be persecuted.
他们不敢说 Amen.
They dare not say Amen.
他们写信写到最后的时候。
When they write a letter, they wrote to the end.
99.
They would write a number 99.
99. 就99就是 Amen 的意思。
99 means Amen.
因为你把 Amen 的那个原文数值加起来，刚好是99。
It's because if you use the original spelling of Amen and added the number represented, you would get the number 99.
这就是网站的名字了。
So that's the website's name.
就是 amen99.
amen99.com.
.com.
amen99.com.
现在不过你要 slash 一下。
But you have to put a slash.
所谓的 slash 就是一条斜线是从 东北往是从东北往西南的。
So the slash is the line going from northeast to southwest.
然后呢，那个上面写 press on。
Press on.
Press on 是一个字。
And the word press on, one word.
P-R-E-S-S-O-N slash. 然后这样，那么再来一个 slash， 那么这样的话呢，你就可以找到那个网站。
And then you'll find the website.
那我想你一大概第一页你就可以知道在哪里，应该不是很困难。
So if you look at the first page, you should be able to find it.
那么上面我们当然会提起这个基督徒的成长路。
And we will talk about the process of growth of Christian life.
那么这里面就有一些图可以让大家下载。
Then you'll see some pictures that you'll be able to download.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你来读这一段圣经的时候
，So when you study this Bible,
你知道132篇已经到了哪里？可以说已经到了。
You know, Psalm 132, you've already come to the temple complex.
那么133呢，已经到了那个圣殿 proper， 就是从美门进去那个女院的地方。
So Psalm 133, you already come to the temple proper. That's where you come enter through the beautiful gate.
再上去就是以色列院了。
And then if you keep on going one step further, you come to the court of the Israelites.
再上去就是祭司的院。
And then further up, then the court of the priests.
134篇是发生在。
Psalm 134 occurs in the priestly court.
原因在哪里呢？
Why is that?
因为这里说耶和华的仆人是指的祭司来说。
When it says all servants of the Lord, it refers to the priests.
那他们有夜班。
Now they would work at night.
到了我夜班，他们开始继续的服侍。
Now some of these who had the night shift, they would continue to serve.
那么朝圣的人要回家了。
Now those who went to the pilgrimage, they were going home.
要对那些留在圣殿里面继续要搭夜这个过夜班的人和他们祝福他们。
So they wanted to bless those that would continue to work the night shift and say goodbye.
所以当他们在那说再见的时候
，So as they were there saying goodbye,
他们说耶和华的仆人夜间站在耶和华殿中的，你们应当称颂耶和华。
Said, behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord.
那么这个时候祭司们呢，就对这些要离开的大众就讲了第二节，就说了第二节。
And then verse 2, the priests that were in working the night shift will respond to the people of Israel.
你们当向圣所举手，称颂耶和华。
Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
愿照天地的耶和华从锡安赐福给你。
May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth.
然后就结束了，结束了他们的朝圣。
And that concluded their pilgrimage.
现在他们要回去了。
Now they return home.
所以你就知道到了134。
So when you come to Psalm 134,
那就到了最高峰了。
You come to the highest peak.
已经来到了圣所。
You come to the holy place.
那么大祭司一年一度还可以到了至圣所。
And the great high priest once a year would be able to enter into the holy of holies.
他们是不光白天侍奉神。
They not only serve the Lord in the day.
他们晚上也侍奉。
They also serve the Lord at night.
如果你真的来到主的脚前。
If you really came before the feet of the Lord.
你不能光是白天的。
You're not just do it during the day.
晚上也这样。
At night it was this way also.
你白天赞美主。
In the day you would worship the Lord.
晚上也要。
At night you would worship the Lord.
所以大卫说
So that's what David said.
我一定要赞美耶和华七次。
I'm going to praise the Lord three times a day.
弟兄姊妹
Seven times a day.
到了134篇的时候
When you come to Psalm 134,
你看这个成长路就到了高峰了。
You see that this process of growth has reached its peak.
来到了脚前
You come to the, before the feet of the Lord.
那当然就来到了联合的最高峰了。
Then you come to the highest point of the union.
交通的最高峰了。
The highest point of fellowship.
第一段
The first section,
你看见是相信。
You see, believe.
第二段
The second stage is obedience.
第三段
The third stage
那是交通
is fellowship.
第一段
The first stage
因信称义
is justification by faith.
第二段
Second section
因信成圣
sanctification by faith.
第三段
The third section
然后因信得荣耀
The glorification by faith.
这就是整个成长的路
This is the whole process of growth.
那在最后这一段里面
So in this last section
132篇清楚的
Psalm 132To it's clear.
因为神说耶和华拣选了锡安
Because here it says that God has chosen Zion.
为什么锡安呢
Why has the Lord chosen Zion?
因为不要忘记了
Don't forget.
现在你看见大卫的宝座就在旁边的
Because the throne of David was right next to it.
我们要记得
We have to remember.
在圣殿山上
On the Temple Mount.
不是一座不是严格说来不是 一个建筑
It's not just one structure.
最中心的当然是圣殿
The most central part obviously is the temple.
但是神要有一个见证
But then God had wanted a testimony.
这个圣殿怎么盖起来的
How was this temple built?
不是所罗门盖的
Solomon did it.
是所罗门盖的
Solomon did build it.
也不是他盖的
But it's also not built by him. Why?
因为神先建造大卫的家
Because God first built the house of David.
然后产生了大卫所罗门
And then Solomon was born.
所以所罗门才建造的
So then Solomon was the one that built the house.
所以你看这是永远的记号
So this is the eternal mark.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这里是神的殿。
This is the house of God.
这里是大卫的宝座。
This is the throne of David.
大卫宝座的背后。
Behind the throne of David.
证明说神建造大卫的家。
Proves that God built the house of David.
大卫没有什么好骄傲。
David had nothing to be proud of.
所罗门没有什么好骄傲。
Solomon had nothing to be proud of.
弟兄姊妹，你看见
吗？ Do you see that?
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以你看见就是那么两栋的建筑在那个最高的地方。
So these two buildings were at the highest place.
所以到了第三段的时候。
So when you come to the third section.
你看见这两栋的建筑都在了。
You see these two buildings were there.
这是很明显、很清楚的见证。
This is very clear testimony.
你看见说这个最后一段的故事。
You see the last portion of the story.
和第二段排排坐摆在一起的。
Is put together with the second part.
连在一起的。
It's related to the second part.
所以现在他神怎么说呢
？So now what did God say?
因为耶和华拣选了锡安。
He said because the Lord has chosen Zion.
锡安是大卫的宝座。
Zion is the throne of David.
就在大卫宝座的地方。
Where the throne of David was.
我愿意当作自己的居所。
I have desired it for my habitation.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
哪里有基督的宝座
wherever there's a throne of David, the throne of Christ,
哪里就有神的同在
there will you find the presence of God.
他说这是我永远安息之所
said this is I have desired it as an eternal habitation.
你想想看
my resting place forever.
他说我要住在这里
here I will dwell.
因为这是我愿意
for I have desired it.
什么叫做神的旨意
What is the will of God?
神的旨意最中心在什么地方
Where is the central thought of the will of God?
你要让神自己说
You have to allow God to say it himself.
神自己告诉我们他要什么
God told us what he wants.
神的旨意
The will of God
就是他所愿意的
is what he wants.
弟兄姊妹现在你明白了
So now you understand.
神的旨意他拣选了锡安
The will of God and what he desires is he has chosen Zion.
锡安的背后
Now behind Zion.
包括许多的故事
It includes many stories.
包括阿尔南的合唱
It includes the threshing floor of Ornan.
包括这么多这么多的故事
It includes so many stories.
现在拣选了锡安
Now he has chosen Zion.
现在锡安有得胜了
Now Zion speaks of overcoming.
你看这些都得胜都过所有战争都过去
All the battles have been won.
现在终于得胜了
Now there is victory.
现在神说我要以这里做我永远安息居所
And God said this is my resting place forever.
神在这里可以找到安息。
Now God can find a resting place here.
我们来到与我们像大卫一样说，我在你的脚凳前下拜。
And then we like David, we can say we bow at your footstool.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们如果进他的居所，在他的脚凳前下拜。
Now if we enter into his dwelling place and bow at his footstool,
他得着安息。
So then he receives rest.
我们也得着。
We also receive rest.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
现在你以神的旨意做你的旨意。
So now you allow God's will to be your will.
以神的愿意做你的愿意。
The God's desire to be your desire.
所以诗篇一百三十二篇。
So Psalm 132.
这里说，求你纪念大卫所受的一切的苦难。
It says, "Remember, O Lord, on David's behalf all his affliction."
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个苦难是和他从前不一样的。
Now this suffering was different from what he suffered before.
这里的苦难是大卫的苦难。
Now there is a suffering of David.
这个苦难是什么
？What is this affliction？
他很痛苦的。
He was very suffering a lot.
因为他向耶和华起誓。
Because he swore to the Lord.
他向雅各的大能者许愿。
He vowed to the mighty one of Jacob.
你看见吗
？You see that？
他怎么说呢
？What did he say？
他说：“我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。”
Surely I will not enter my house nor lie on my bed.
我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
只等我为耶和华寻得所在。
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
你看见没有
？Do you see that?
大卫以神的旨意做他的旨意。
God, David used God's will as his will.
他自己住在天花板房。
He was living in a house with ceilings.
你看他自己住在他的宫中。
He lived in his palace.
但他怎么说呢
？So what did he say?
他没有安息。
He didn't have rest.
因为神没有安息。
Because God didn't have a rest.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
当你读到这五篇的时候
，When you come to these five songs,
你看这里有一个人是与神联合的。
Here was someone that was united with God.
什么叫联合
？What is union?
联合平常我们讲的太抽象了。
Normally we make it very abstract.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
联合就是以神的思想做我们的思想。
Union means to allow God's thoughts to be our thoughts.
以神的情感做我们的情感。
To allow God's emotions to be our emotions.
以神的意志做我们的意志。
To allow God's will to be our will.
这就叫做联合。
This is union.
很清楚的。
It's very simple.
圣经中讲到与基督联合。
So when the Bible speaks about union with Christ,
就是这么一件事的。
It's that thing.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
与基督联合就是与神的旨意联合。
To be united with Christ means to be united with the will of God.
什么是神的旨意呢
？What is the will of God? God.
凡是神说我所愿意的。
It's whatever God says, what I desire.
他这是我永远的居所，我要住在这里。
So this is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell.
在地上有一个地方神能住下，这是不容易的一件事。
So for there to be a place for God to dwell, this is not an easy thing.
这个不是天上的天堂。
This is not the heaven in heaven.
这是地上的天堂。
This is heaven on earth.
你看见天上有天堂，人间也有天堂。
He said that in heaven there is heaven, but on earth there's also heaven, brothers and sisters.
现在你看见地上神能够得着安息了。
So that on the earth God can receive rest.
这就是西安的原则。
This is the principle of Zion.
弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters.
但愿我们能看见，能明白这个故事。
May we understand the story.
所以这就是132篇的故事。
So this is the story of Psalm 132.
132篇就给我们看见说大卫他怎样是与基督完全连接。
Psalm 132 speaks about how he was united with Christ.
他想到神的旨意。
He thought about the will of God.
他想到神没有安息。
He thought that how God didn't have rest.
所以他又为耶和华寻得所在。
So he went to seek for a dwelling place for
the Lord. 为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
为什么这样做
？Why did he do this?
他说我如果寻到居所的话。
He said if I find a place for the Lord.
他有安息了。
Then he can have rest.
然后我可以在他的脚凳前下拜。
Then I can worship at his footstool.
我们说过。
We already mentioned.
这个脚凳指的约柜。
This footstool refers to the ark.
神坐在天上。
God is in heaven.
当然神住在，神不是住在人所造的殿里面。
God does not dwell in hands, house made with hands.
神把名字放在他殿里。
God placed his name in the temple.
同在在那里不错。
So his presence was there.
荣耀在那里不错。
The glory was there.
神仍旧在天上。
Yet God is still in heaven.
他坐在他的宝座上。
He is seated on his throne.
但他愿意把他同在延伸到地上来。
He is willing to extend his presence to the earth.
好像他有一个很长很长的腿，一直伸到。
Like he has very long feet extending all the way to the earth.
那他不能脚，他的脚不能悬在空中。
Now his feet cannot hang in the air.
那么有一样东西要做他的脚凳。
Something has to be his footstool.
那就是约柜。
And that is the ark.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在你懂得。
Now you understand.
为什么约柜是会幕的中心
？Why is the ark the center of the temple?
现在我们的神在地上能找到安息。
Because now the Lord God can find resting place on the earth.
因着他把他打发的脚放在脚凳上。
But because he put his feet upon the footstool,
对他来讲是安息。
For him, it's rest.
对你来讲
，But for you,
你不要爬到天上去。
You don't have to climb to heaven.
你不要借着雅各天，你爬到天上去。
You don't have to climb the Jacob's ladder to go to heaven.
你办不到的。
You cannot do it.
你今天只要来到神的脚下。
You just have to come to the feet of God.
仍旧在地上。
You're still on earth.
什么是天堂
？What is heaven?
神在那里，所以是天堂。
God is there, that's why it's heaven.
天堂是天堂，因为神在那里。
Heaven is heaven because God is there.
地狱是地狱，因为神不在那里。
Hell is hell because God is not there.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果现在你来到了约柜的旁边
，so if you come before the ark，
来到至圣所
，you come to the holy of holies，
那什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
因为这是神放脚的地方。
Because this is where God places feet，
你就来到了神的脚前。
Then you come before the feet of God，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
哪里有神的脚
？Wherever there is the feet of God,
哪里就是天堂。
There is heaven.
何况当我们今天来到主的脚前。
So when we come to before the feet of God,
那一双的脚是带着伤痕的脚。
Now those feet are nail pierced.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
现在我们懂得。
Do you remember?
今天很清楚的。
Now it's clear.
大卫有这个心愿。
David had a heart.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
大卫需要等一等。
David needed to wait a little bit.
需要忍耐等候。
He needed to wait a little bit.
所以130篇。
So that's why in Psalm 130.
你看130篇他怎么说呢
？What did he say in Psalm 130?
第五节。
Verse 5.
我等候耶和华。
I wait for the Lord.
我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。
My soul does wait, and in His word do I hope.
我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮。
My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
什么时候圣殿没有盖成功
？When
什么时候天是不亮
？Whenever the temple is not built, then the sky will not shine.
一个守夜的人希望天早一点亮。
So one who the watchman he is waiting for the morning to dawn.
大卫是等候天亮的人。
So David was waiting for the morning to dawn.
大卫有个苦难。
So David had a suffering.
我们常常没有这个苦难。
We often don't go through this affliction.
但大卫有这个苦难。
But David had such an affliction.
所以你看见吗？他不容他的眼睛睡觉。
So he does not allow his eyes to sleep.
他有一个心愿。
So he has a desire.
他要建造耶和华的殿。
He wants to build the house of God.
我们知道后来的故事。
So we know the story later.
他只能够等。
He can only wait.
等到神先在他身上建造。
Wait for God to first build in his family.
等所罗门生下来。
To allow David to be born. Solomon to be born.
等到所罗门坐在王位上。
So when the Solomon was on the throne.
等到他建造圣殿。
When he builds the temple.
到了那个时候。
At that point.
天才亮。
Then the day will dawn.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个时候大卫已经年纪不小了。
Now David wasn't young anymore.
年轻的人可以等。
Now, for the young one, you can wait.
年纪大的人他能多少等多少年。
Those who are aged, how long can they wait?
但是你看见。
But you see.
大卫一生最可爱的一段。
The loveliest part of David's life.
他最后的一段。
Is his last part of his life.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你恐怕很少知道大卫晚年的他的心态，他的心路历程。
You rarely could feel the heart of David.
130篇跟131篇就是那个历程。
Psalm 130 and 131 is his journey.
这是大卫一生最美最高的时候。
This is the highest point in David's life.
Brothers and sisters, 你有没有注意到,
did you pay attention?
当你读这个列王, 当你读撒母耳记的时候,
when you study the Samuel,
你知道大卫, 你知道大卫, 神说, no, 告诉他, 不可以建造。
God said, no, you can't build my house.
那么然后到后来他也, 你知道, 阿尔南何尝故事也讲了, 圣经也告诉, 也, 撒母耳也告诉我们了。
And then you also read the story of the threshing floor of Ornan.
其实啊, 撒母耳记结束在阿尔南何尝。
But in reality, the book of Samuel ends with the threshing floor.
那是大卫的故事。
That's the story of David.
这个撒母耳记上是扫罗的故事。
First Samuel speaks about the story of Saul.
扫大卫逃难的。
And then David fled.
到了撒母耳记下，你看大卫坐在宝座上。
When you see Second Samuel, you see David upon the throne.
到了最后一章。
When you cut the last chapter.
我们看见大卫的羞耻。
And we see the shame of David.
他骄傲了。
And he became proud.
他犯了两个大罪。
He committed two sins.
这是第二个大罪。
This is the second sin.
圣经怎么结束了？
And then it concludes.
这是撒母耳。
This is Second Samuel.
这就是大卫最后的情形。
This is the last situation with David.
然后你就读列王记上。
And then you study First Kings.
列王记上第一章呢？
Well, First Kings chapter 1.
就告诉我们大卫老迈了。
Tells us how David became old.
所以这告诉我们说。
So this tells us.
阿尔南合唱以后。
After the threshing floor of Ornan.
大卫就老了。
David became old.
然后他的故事就完了。
And his story ended.
这是列王记。
This is the king, first king.
但是如果你读历代志上下。
But if you study first and second chronicles.
你觉得不一样。
You think it's different.
很稀奇啊。
It's very interesting.
历代志上二十一章讲什么呢？
What did the first chronicles chapter 21 speak about?
阿尔南合场的故事。
Speaks about the story of the threshing floor.
阿尔南合场的故事。
Through a threshing floor warning.
然后过了八章以后。
After eight chapters.
才讲着大卫老了。
And then it speaks about how he became old.
中间多了八章的。
There were eight more chapters.
那为什么
？Why？
当你读这个《列王记》上下跟《历代志》上下
，When you study First and Second Kings and First and Second Chronicles，
你大概读来读去，你觉得都差不多，对不对
？You will feel that it's almost the same, right？
这个王那个王，读来读去
，This king, that king, it's so unclear.
而且呢，到了《历代志》再来一遍
，And then again in the First and Second Chronicles.
所以你觉得这个都差不多
？You feel they're all very similar.
不，差的很多。
And no, it's actually very different.
所以差不多先生不能读圣经的。
So the almost there. Anyway.
Yeah, 所以我们知道读圣经一定要准确才可以。
So you have to be very accurate when you study the Bible.
你如果比较列王记上下跟历代志上下。
So if you compare First and Second Kings and First and Second Chronicles.
两个都是讲历史。
Both speak about history.
但是呢。
But.
列王记上下只讲历史。
First and Second Kings only speaks about history.
历代之上下是圣灵对这些历史的解释。
First and Second Chronicles is the explanation of the Holy Spirit of this history.
那因着解释的缘故。
Now because he explained it.
他永远站在神旨意的这些。
He always stands from the perspective of the will of God.
神和大卫立约。
So God established a covenant with David.
他的子孙要坐在大卫的宝座上。
That his descendants will be put upon his throne.
你知道这什么意思吗？
Now do you know what that means?
这和我们的主降生有关系。
This has to do with the birth of our Lord.
你看见我们的主，他就是坐在大卫的宝座上。
Now our Lord, He was upon the throne of David.
所有旧约里面讲到关乎大卫，都是指着我们的主来说。
Everything in the Old Testament that speaks about David, it refers to our Lord.
这个当然是神的旨意。
Of course, this is the will of God.
所有圣灵解释，他永远站在神的立场，永远站在神的旨意。
So God, the Holy Spirit always stands with the will of God.
但是历代列王记上下乃是站在历史学家的立场。
But First and Second Kings is from the perspective of a historian.
你从人的角度来看这个以色列的哪个做王哪个下来等等等等
So you look at it from man's perspective on who was king
那么现在注意了
But now
你如果读列王记上下
If you look at First and Second Chronicles
很简单
It's very simple
非常简单
Very simple.
他讲了以色列分成两个国家，对不对？
It spoke of how Israel was divided into two nations,
南国跟北国。
The southern kingdom and the northern kingdom, right?
所有南国的。
All those that were in the southern kingdom.
那些王都是坐在大卫宝座上。
The kings were always on the throne of David.
你看，这在神旨意那条线上。
This is in the line of the will of God.
那北国也有很多的王，对不对？
And then, of course, the northern kingdom also had many kings, right?
北国的王没有一个是好的。
And then, but none of those kings were good kings.
南国的王有好的，有坏的。
The southern kingdom, the kings were good and bad.
所以，如果你读列王记上下的话
，So if you study First and Second Chronicles,
南国的故事，北国的故事。
The story of the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom.
一个王起来了，一个王下去。
A king rose and a king fell.
这就是列王记上。
This is First and Second Kings.
而且给你看见一个国家的情形。
And then you saw the condition of a nation.
这里特别给你看见政治的这一面。
Especially from a political perspective.
但是
，But
你如果读到历代之上下的。
But when you study First and Second Chronicles,
你看见
，You see that
他仍旧讲历史。
He is still talking about history.
他注意属灵的。
It pays attention to the spiritual.
所以凡是跟属灵有关系的
，So anything that has to do with spiritual things，
圣灵就多记载了。
Then the Holy Spirit does more recording。
那最有趣的
，The most interesting part is this。
历代之上下
，First and Second Chronicles
有一个中心的
，had a central thought。
圣殿做中心。
It uses the temple as a thought。
所有这些君王跟圣殿发生关系的
，All these kings have to do with the temple。
都记载下来
，It's all recorded。
否则根本不记载。
Otherwise they're not recorded。
所以你读到历代之上下的时候
，So when you come to First and Second Chronicles，
给你两个印象。
There are two visions that you see.
第一
，First，
它只记载犹大的王。
It only records the kings of Judah.
南国的王。
The kings of the south.
它只记载那些坐在大卫宝座。
Only those kings that sat on the throne of David.
北国的根本提都不提。
It's not those from the kingdom of north are not even mentioned.
那个不重要。
That's not important.
所以你读到马太福音第一章十四代、十四代又十四代。
So in Matthew chapter 1, you read about 14 generations, 14 generations, 14 generations.
中间的十四代。
The middle 14 generations.
通通是坐在大卫宝座上。
Are all the 14 that sat on the throne of David.
这就是历代之上下所记载。
So this is what is recorded in First and Second Chronicles.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
历代之上下只讲两件。
First and Second Chronicles only talks about two things.
第一。
First.
大卫的宝座。
The throne of David.
第二。
Second.
神的殿。
The temple of God.
就这两样。
Just these two things.
这就是最后你看见摩利亚山上的情形。
So this is the condition in Mount Moriah.
一面有神的殿。
On the one hand, you have the temple of God.
一面有大卫的宝座。
On the other hand, you have the throne of David.
这两个是彼此解释的。
These two explain each other.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在我们明白。
Now we understand.
当你读历代之上下的时候。
When you study First and Second Chronicles.
讲到圣殿。
When you come to the temple,
讲到神的旨意
when you speak about the will of God,
神的话就多起来
then you see the word of God being more.
多多少呢
It's much more.
多出八章出来
It's eight chapters more.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在我们才晓得
now we understand.
大卫的晚年是怎么度过的
how David spent his latter years.
你看见吗
do you see that?
当神说不是你
when God said it's not you,
他从那天开始
from that day on,
他就等候了
he was waiting.
他就等候天亮
He was waiting for the day to dawn.
你看见他不让他的眼睛睡觉。
He did not allow his eyelids to sleep.
他知道只有天亮的时候，你知道他的心才能满愿。
You know, only when the day dawns will his heart be satisfied.
他也知道只有天亮的时候，我神的心才能满足。
So he all knows that only when the day dawns will the heart of God be satisfied.
弟兄，从那天开始
，from that day on，
他就是一个等候天亮的人。
He was one who waited for the day to dawn.
当然我们知道。
But of course we know.
后来神继续在他身上工作，再工作，再工作。
The Lord kept on working on him and working on him.
然后把他带到阿尔南的河。
And then brought him to the threshing floor of Ornan.
好了。这个时候是开始。
Now this is the beginning.
为什么
？Why？
因为你终于找到那块基地了。
Because you finally found the place of the temple.
如果没有基地的话，一字都还没一画。
Now if you don't find a location to build the temple, you can't talk about anything.
你写中国字的时候，你一定要有一画要开始的。
So when you write a Chinese character, you need to start with one stroke.
如果没有基地，一画都没有开始。
If you don't have a location, you can't even have that first stroke.
好了，现在一画开始了。
So now you started that stroke.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 你再读下去。
If you keep on reading.
你看见大卫有没有消极
？Now was David very negative？
你知道吗
？You know that？
如果我们是大卫的话
，If we're David，
我想我们的晚年就很凄凉。
I think our olden age will be very lonely。
神说你永不录用，把我们放在一边。
God will just sort of lay us aside。
神说我要建造圣殿，但是不是你
？I will build a temple， but it's not you。
你看见没有
？You see that？
如果是我们就不做了。
If it's us， we would give up。
我们就安享晚年了。
We'll just enjoy our old age。
但是不，大卫不这样。
But no， David was not this way。
圣经告 诉我们说他预备材料。
The Bible tells us how he prepared the materials.
他拿了，他知道那个基地在哪里了。
So he knew where that location of the temple ought to be.
所罗门不知道。
Solomon didn't know.
他知道。
He knew.
感谢神。
Thank God.
你看见吗？说他预备材料。
So he prepared the materials.
金子。
Gold, silver.
这都是神怎样建立他的家。
This is how God built his house.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
慢慢的，所罗门长大了。
Slowly, Solomon started to grow up.
那个时候，阿尔南禾场的时候，大概所罗门还很幼小。
The threshing floor of Ornan at that time, Solomon was probably still young.
然后他所罗门小，他就已经就给他就劝勉他了。
So Solomon was young, but then David encouraged him.
然后他也把那些百姓们找来。
And he would find the people.
告诉他们所罗门还年小。
To tell them that Solomon was young.
但是你们要一起来，要建造神的殿。
But you have to rise up and build the temple of God.
他鼓励他们。
He encouraged them.
他自己做榜样。
He used himself as an example.
但他要别人奉献，他第一个先奉献。
When they want, he wanted others to offer. He was the first to offer.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得好像晚年大卫什么事都不做，只是为着等天亮。
You feel that David spent his olden years just waiting for the day to dawn.
后来不光如此。
But not only that.
你看见圣经怎么说呢？
Then what did the Bible say?
圣经说那个图样啊，是大卫到底圣殿。怎么做是大卫指示给所罗门。
So then the whole drawing of the temple was David given to Solomon.
大卫怎么说呢？
What did David say?
他这就是神用指头画给我的。
So this is what God has drawn with his fingers.
我们要知道说。
So we know.
蓝图是神给大卫的。
The blueprint was God, given to God, David by God.
基地是大卫看见的。
And then the location was David who found it.
材料是大卫预备的。
The materials were prepared by David.
他觉得自己不够。
So he felt that he couldn't do it.
他要全国上下和他一起来。
He wanted all the nations to rise up with him.
他知道他孩子还小。
He knew that the child was very young.
好不容易看见他长大了。
He saw Solomon grow up.
结果他有一天果然长大了。
So then one day he finally grew up.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
他知道天就快亮了。
He knew that the day was dawning.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
你看见吗
？You see that?
这个时候如果圣殿盖起来的话
，So if the temple was built,
那么这些祭司们该做些什么
？So what are these priests doing?
是不是要把他们分成好几个班次呢
？Are they going to divide them into many parts?
这不是所罗门做的。
This is not what Solomon did.
这是大卫做的。
This is what David did.
还没有圣殿。
There was no temple yet.
梦还没有实现。
The dream was not fulfilled.
大卫已经在那做这些事。
David was already there doing the work.
我们都等着什么都做好了再设计。
We are waiting for everything to be ready, then we start the work.
到底还有没有明天
？Is there tomorrow?
你能不能活那么长呢
？Can you live for that long? No.
你看大卫为着神的旨意。
But for the will of God.
他知道他自己也去念，慢慢老迈了。
David knew that he was going old.
但是他要确定。
But he would want to be sure.
只要他有一口气。
If he had just a breath.
那么到底祭司们应该怎么样按照班次来侍奉
？Now how would the priest serve?
还有唱歌的人。
Then those who sang.
大卫自己是个唱歌的人。
Now David was one who sang.
那么哪些人应该在殿里面歌唱
？Now which people are to come to the temple to sing?
弟兄姊妹，圣殿还没有。
The temple was not built yet.
人已经在那里预备。
People are already there preparing.
弟兄姊妹，这就像今天以色列的情形。
This is just like Israel's condition today.
今天住在耶路撒冷的人。
Those who dwell in Israel today.
你把窗口一打开。
If you open the windows in Jerusalem.
你看摩利亚山上的不是圣殿，乃是清真寺。
If you look upon that Mount Moriah, what you see is not the temple, but the mosque.
人来看没有希望。
No, everyone feels that it's impossible.
你不可能在那个上面圣殿能盖起来。
You can't build the temple upon that.
但是有的人。
But some people.
就像大卫一样。
They're just like David.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't it amazing?
他们有个学校。
They had a school. They have a school.
叫做祭司学校。
It's called the school of the priests.
他们经过好几年的训练。
They're trained for years.
就是告诉你说，万一将来圣殿重建以后，他们应该怎么做的
？To train you, how? What if the temple is rebuilt? What you have to do?
今年你到大学里面去。
If you go to university,
你四年毕业以后
，After you graduate four years,
你就可以侍奉了。
You can serve.
或你就可以做事了。
You can work.
可以做工程师。
You can become an engineer.
可以做电脑工程师。
You can be a computer engineer.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
等到你八四年毕业。
But after you graduated,
你八年毕业
，after 8 years，
圣殿还没有建起
，and then the temple is not built。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
世界上一定有一半的傻瓜。
There are foolish people in this world。
你看见没有
？You see that？
他学了四年
，after he learned for 4 years，
他学了八年
，he learned for 8 years。
有没有前途呢
？Is there a future？
完全看圣殿能不能盖起来。
It depends whether the temple can be built。
圣殿盖起来了
，if the temple is built，
他们就能侍奉。
Then they can serve。
这些年轻人
，these young people，
现在好几百了
，there are many hundreds。
我们要问他们
they want to ask them,
他们是不是全世界最傻的一
群人 aren't they the most foolish people in this world?
现在你叫这些人把什么都找出来
Now, these people, they have found everything.
如果圣殿重建的话
if the temple is rebuilt,
你一定要有半舍客勒那么半舍客勒你要纳这个殿税的
So you have to have the half shekel for the temple tax
还有很多的东西
and many other things
那祭司穿的衣服是怎么样
and the priestly garments
都已经做好了
they all ready
现在做了个模型就是金灯台的模型
and then now they have even a mold of the lampstand
如果弥赛亚很快就要来的话
so if the Messiah comes quickly
他们要用纯金的要做那个金灯台
then they will make that lampstand out of pure gold
是一片金子打出来的
and then they will beat it out of one piece of gold
光是那个金灯台就是$10,000,000
just that golden lampstand is $10 million
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
有如果你知道他们怎么预备的
now if you know how they prepare
你就知道了这些真正要建造圣殿的人
So these people that want to really build the temple
他们等候弥赛亚的人
They're waiting for the Messiah
他们像大卫一样
They're just like David
到底有没有明天不知道
Do they have a tomorrow? They don't know
能不能活到明天也不知道
Can they live till tomorrow? They don't know
你只要把窗子一打开没有希望的
If you open the window you see it's impossible
但是弟兄姊妹他们为着弥赛亚活着
But for the return of the Messiah
他们为着弥赛亚成为世界上最愚昧的人
For the Messiah's sake they became the most foolish in this world
他们都是年轻人
They're all young people
是最优秀的年轻人
They're the best young people
他们已经把所有的祭司都你找出来了。
They've already found all the priests among the people.
他们有办法找的。
They were able to find it.
有用 DNA 的办法来找的。
Some of them they use DNA to look them up.
他们已经送到他们的 database 里面。
And then send it into the database.
他们说，等到弥赛亚来的时候。
They said that when the Messiah comes.
那么他们这个人要去代表大家去见弥赛亚。
And then they will represent everyone to meet the Messiah.
他说，弥赛亚先生。
They said, Mr. Messiah.
那这个就是你的 database， 所有的祭司都在这里。
This is your database. This all the priests are here.
需要多少个祭司呢
？How many priests you need?
28,000个祭司。
28,000 priests.
如果圣殿要重建的话
，If the temple were to be rebuilt.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见吗
？You see that?
这些人真的叫你受感动。
These people ought to move your heart.
这些人就叫你想起大卫。
These people ought to remind you.
大卫就是这样。
David was this way.
你看见没有
？You see that?
什么都弄好了。
Everything is ready.
到底应该怎么样的服侍
？What? How do you serve?
要分多少的班次
？How many shifts do you have?
神说你就是不能建造。
God said you can't build.
感谢神。
But thank God.
他完全顺服。
He submitted completely.
他没有因着这个缘故，他就灰心了。
And not because of this did he give up.
我如果没有荣耀，我就不做。
If I have no glory, I won't do it.
我们已经说过了。
Already mentioned.
最后圣殿果然盖起来了。
In the end, the temple was built.
历史学家都知道这是所罗门的圣殿。
All historians will know and tell you that this is the Solomon's temple.
荣耀归给所罗门。
All glory belonged to Solomon.
但是从头到尾。
But from the beginning to the end.
基地是大卫看见的。找到的。
The location of the temple was found by David.
图样是大卫给大所罗门。
And then the diagram of the temple was also given to Solomon by David.
是大卫预备的。
The material was prepared by David.
连唱诗的，连服这殿里面的祭司，通通他安排好。
All the priests and the singers were all prepared by David.
就是实际来说。
So from reality's perspective.
实在说来。
Truly.
这是大卫的殿。
This is David's temple.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的手在大卫的身上。
The hand of God was upon David.
在这个情形底下。
Under such circumstances.
你还做不做
？Do you still do it?
没有荣耀。
You have no glory.
有眼泪。
You have tears.
有苦难。
You have suffering.
什么都有。
You have everything.
就是没有荣耀。
You just don't have the glory.
你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing to do it?
感谢神。
Thank God.
这就是大卫。
This is David.
那么刚才我们所说的。
So then what we spoke about.
圣灵用了八章来形容。
The Holy Spirit uses 8 chapters to describe.
这就是大卫的晚年。
This is the olden age of David.
我要说弟兄姊妹。
So I want to repeat.
大卫的晚年。
The old age of David.
是最可爱的晚年。
Is the it's the loveliest.
我个人相信。
I personally believe.
130篇。
Psalm 130
跟131篇
and Psalm 131
这两篇
these two psalms
应该都是大卫的诗篇
are all psalms of David
虽然130篇没有写
even though it doesn't say in Psalm 130
但是你和他131篇相读的话内容很近
but if you read it when Psalm 131 the context is similar
而且130篇明明讲是大卫伤心之诗
and then Psalm 130 especially speaks about the song of ascent
读他的内容
131 of David
读他的内容
when you read the contents
那应该就是阿尔南合唱以后还有他老麦以前中间的故事
So this is probably in between the threshing floor of Ornan and when David became old
所以你读到131篇的时候
So when you read Psalm 131
耶和华我从深处向你求告
He said Jehovah I have cried to you from my heart
你看现在大卫开始很深了
Now David was living the life of fatigue.
他虽然在旧约，他说我能从深处向你求告。
So from Psalm 130, out of the depths I've cried to you.
主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求。
Lord, hear my voice, let your ears be attentive.
主耶和华，你若查究罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?
他想起他过去。
He remembered his past.
他想起他怎么样，他怎么样在那几件事情上有许多的污点。
He remembered how he had many blemishes in front of God.
尤其129篇。
In Psalm 129,
才给我们看见那个大概是阿尔能合唱的故事。
Because we saw that there was the story of the threshing floor of Ornan.
但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared.
然后第五节
Verse 5.
就是刚才我们说过的
What we've read.
我等候耶和华
I wait for the Lord.
我的心等候我也仰望他的话
My soul does wait and in his word do I hope.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
他的等候没有被动的
He was not passive in his waiting.
实在说来他等晚年的
He was actually waiting for his old age.
他等天亮
He was waiting for the day to
dawn. 虽然神没有让我建造圣殿
Even though God did not allow me to build a temple.
但是我知道这是神的旨意
But I know this is the will of God.
所以你看见了
So you see this?
大卫在那等候
David was there waiting.
大卫所说的等候
What David spoke of waiting
不是被动的
is not passive.
等候的时候
When you wait
是他预备材料的时候
He was preparing the materials.
等候的时候
When he was waiting
他是组织这个祭司班次的时候
He was there arranging the priests.
等候的时候
When he was waiting
是他劝勉他儿幼儿的时候
He was encouraging his young son Solomon.
等候的时候
When he was waiting
是他鼓励他的百姓的时候
He was there encouraging his people.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
现在他知道天没有亮
Now that he knows that the day has not dawned.
只有等到神的殿建造的时候他的天才亮
Only when the temple of God is built then will his day dawn.
他说我的心等候主
He said my heart waits for the Lord.
胜于守夜的等候天亮
More than the watchman for the morning.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
他现在变成守夜了
Now he became one who watched for the morning. He ought to be in the front lines.
他应该大兴土木建造圣殿
He ought to be the one building the temple.
他愿意
But he is willing.
愿意做一个守候的
He was willing to just be a watchman.
愿意做一个守夜的
Willing to be one waiting for the morning.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see that?
肉体向来是不等
The flesh never waits.
肉体没有明天。
The flesh never has a tomorrow.
肉体是心动不如行动，现在就做了。
The flesh always says it's better for me to do it now.
但是做了没有不后悔的。
But if you do it, you won't regret it.
你看见吗？这个 这个就是我们。
This is us.
我们好像亚哈斯鲁一样。
We're just like a Ahasuerus.
我们把瓦斯提要招来。
We want to call Queen Vashti.
因为这是最大，你看这是最大的成就的。
Because this is our greatest achievement.
128个国这么大的版图还不算。
And then this nation of 128 is not enough.
这个半那个花了半年国宴，这个不算。
And then this half a year of a feast is not enough.
这个只是江山。
This is just but the beginning.
他所征服的不过是江山。
He just conquered but these physical.
现在他要给全世界看见，他有一个成就比征服江山还要伟大的。
But he wanted to see.Show the world that there was something greater than him conquering all that territory. So now he wanted Queen Vashti to appear.
如果瓦斯提出面的话
If Queen Vashti appeared,
你就看见说他的成就不只是江山而已
Then everyone would know that his conquest was not just these territories.
结果没有想到瓦斯提不出面
But he didn't ever imagine that Queen Vashti would never appear.
这下子你看这个面子下不来了
Now he couldn't allow.
你看居然瓦斯提不肯出面
He lost his face and Vashti didn't want to lose.
这不是他最大的成就吗
Isn't this his greatest achievement
你不会随便失去他的
you shouldn't lose him at all
但是在愤怒底下
but in his wrath
当自尊心受伤的时候
after his self-esteem was hurt
结果就把瓦斯提就废掉了
then Queen Vashti was done away with why
因为酒精在他里面作祟的
because alcohol was doing a work in him
因为圣经说当他喝酒喝到一定他就害到极点
because he drank so much that he became really high
然后就冲动底下说是要请瓦斯提来
and then in his impulse he wanted Vashti to come out
结果瓦斯提不来
and then Queen Vashti was willing not to come he was hurt
结果就把他废掉了
and then he did away with her
皇帝的话波斯皇帝的话到那个时候是变律法，马上就变成律法。
So whatever the king spoke at that time in Persian law, it became the law.
所以你看圣灵用那个背景。
So the Holy Spirit used that background
给我们看见。
To show us.
你看见现在他把瓦斯提废掉了。
So when he did away with Queen Vashti.
等到他平静下来。
So after he calmed down.
你看见吗
？You see that?
圣经怎么说呢
？What did the Bible say?
圣经说他想念瓦斯提。
He started to think of Queen Vashti.
我们的一生。 一天到晚吃最多的药是后悔药。
So in our whole lives, what we do most is regret what we did.
你我想大家是啊，维他命什么药吃的很多。
So I'm sure you have you take a lot of vitamins, a lot of different things. You spend most of your time regretting what you did.
原因在哪里？
Why?
肉体是不会等候。
Because the flesh never waits.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当你往深处去。
When you go to the depths.
你能说我从深处向你求告。
So I have called out to you from the depths.
我们这个人已经到，我们这个人已经在灵里面行走。
We are already walking in the spirit.
我们已经回到我们的深处。
We have returned to the depths.
那么这个就是等候。
This is waiting.
然后你看这个第131篇。
And then Psalm 131.
你看他学了功课了。
So he learned a lesson.
耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大。
My Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty.
重大和测不透的事，我也不感谢。
Nor do I involve myself in great matters.
什么是重大的事？
What are the great matters?
那当然是建造圣殿。
Of course, it's to build the house of God.
他一生最大的愿望。
His greatest desire in his life.
他一生最大的梦。
His greatest dream in his life.
如果能为神建造圣殿。
If he can build the temple.For
God.
This has to be his greatest glory.
跟随主这么久了,
to follow the Lord for so long.
他一生都是合乎神心意,
he was one who was after God's own heart.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
如果他能这样做, 他没有遗憾,
if he could do this, he wouldn't have any regrets.
但是好像现在有遗憾了,
but as if he had regrets now.
但是很稀奇,
but it's amazing.
他说, 我的心平稳安静。
He said, but my heart, is not,
第二节,
I have composed and quieted my soul.
好像断过奶的孩子。
Like a weaned child rests against his mother.
在母亲的怀里面。
My soul is like a weaned child within me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
明白吗？经过阿尔南河产业。
After the threshing floor of Orna.
现在你怎么形容他呢？
So how do you describe him?
神对他说 no.
God said no.
不是你。
It's not you.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在他的心情是平静安稳。
Now his heart was quieted and composed.
他像断过奶。
He was just like one who had just been weaned.
断过奶的孩子。
The, a child who's been weaned.
他只要母亲。
He only wants the mother.
母亲的笑容就够了。
Just the smile of the mother is enough.
过去他要的是母亲的奶。
In the past, he wanted the milk of the mother.
现在他要母亲。
Now all he wants is the mother.
过去我们要祝福。
In the past, we wanted blessing.
现在我们要赐祝福的主。
But now we want the God of blessing.
你看这不是进步是什么？
Now isn't this an improvement?
这不是上行路是什么？
Isn't this the way of ascent?
这不是成圣的路是什么？
Isn't this the way of sanctification?
这不是成长的路是什么？
Isn't this the way of growth.
他说我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。
My soul is like a weaned child within me.
以色列啊。
O Israel.
你当仰望耶和华。
Hope in the Lord.
从今时直到永远。
From this time forth and forever.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看你这个诗歌多么可爱。
This is such a wonderful hymn, song.
感谢神。
Thank God.
到了132篇。
When you come to Psalm 132.
神听他的祷告。
God heard his prayer.
他的愿意成为神的愿意。
His longing became the longing of God.
只是他得不得荣耀。
It's just that he did not receive the glory.
但是神得的荣耀。
But God received the glory.
弟兄姊妹，你看。
Brothers and sisters, you see that?
实在说来。
Strictly speaking.
那个殿是神的殿，不是所罗门。
That temple is a temple of God, not the temple of Solomon.
他说我拣选了锡安。
Said I have chosen Zion.
愿意当作自己的居所。
To be my chosen, my habitation.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了133篇。
Psalm 133.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Why?
因为在女院里面。
Because in the women's court.
男女老幼都在。
Because the young and old are all there.
这是指以色列全家来说的。
It means that the whole, all the families of Israel will be there.
所以主耶稣说，人若，所以说人若渴了，可以到我这来喝。
So when the Lord Jesus said, those who thirst can come to me and drink.
就是在女院里说的。
It's spoken of at the women's court.
就是对以色列全家来说的。
It's spoken to the whole house of Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这些人聚在一起。
These people as they gather together.
他们手里拿着迦南的土产。
They had the produce of Canaan.
现在你看见吗？
Now you see.
这个见证是合一的见证。
This testimony is a testimony of oneness.
不光是合一的见证。
Not just a testimony of oneness.
所有亚伯拉罕的子孙都在这里。
All the descendants of Abraham are here.
亚伯拉罕在这，亚伯拉罕子孙在这里。
The descendants of Abraham are here.
就是亚伯拉罕在这里。
It means that Abraham is here.
因为利未 位是在亚伯拉罕的腰中。
Because Levites is the one that was in the loins of Abraham.
所有以色列的后裔都在亚伯拉罕的腰中。
All the descendants of Abraham are in his loins.
当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候。
So when Abraham offered Isaac,
这些人都在他的腰中。
These people were all in his loins.
当他来到神面前敬拜的时候。
When he came before the presence of God,
这些人在亚伯拉罕里面也都献上敬拜。
These people were in Abraham offering the sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕献上的以撒。
When Abraham offered Isaac,
是把神所给他的又献给神。
It's to take what God had given him, given back to God.
这是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
This is the descendants of Abraham.
他们把神所赐给他们的迦南地又赐给神，又拿回给神。
So they took what was of Canaan and gave it back to God.
那你说。
And then you say,
到底迦南地丰富什么丰富？
What are the produce of Canaan?
你到耶路撒冷就看见了。
You just go to Jerusalem, you see it.
你到圣殿就看见了。
You go to the temple, you'll see it.
圣殿和耶路撒冷那是展览神丰富，那展览迦南丰富的地方。
The temple and the Jerusalem is the place to display the abundance of Canaan.
这有神的同在。
Here's the presence of God.
亚伯拉罕献祭的时候。
When Abraham offered Isaac,
对他的仆人说。
And he spoke to servants.
他说他们远远看见那个地方。
Said from a distance they could see the place.
我个人相信那个是橄榄山。
I personally believe that's the Mount of Olives.
我不知道为什么他怎么到了橄榄山。
I don't know how he came to Mount of Olives.
在只有橄榄山看摩利亚是看得最清楚的。
So when you come to Mount of Olives, the clearest you can see Mount Moriah is from.
很可能在那里他跟他仆人说，那我要去拜一拜，跟童子拜一拜就回来。
It's very likely that he went from Mount of Olives and spoke told the servant that they would just go and worship.
他不是去奉献吗？
Didn't he go to consecrate himself? Didn't he go to offer Isaac?
但是他说我要去拜一拜。
He said, I go there to worship.
什么叫做敬拜？
What does it mean to be worship?
什么叫做崇拜 worship?
What does worship mean?
弟兄
brothers and sisters,
敬拜就是我们的奉献。
To worship is our consecration.
什么时候你把以撒献上？
Whenever you offer Isaac.
什么时候以色列人把迦南土产献上？
Whenever the people of Israel, they offer the produce of Canaan, this is the best worship.
我们来到他的脚前。
When we come to his feet to worship,
弟兄
Brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕如何？
Abraham, how Abraham was.
你看见以色列人也如何？
How Israel was also.
亚伯拉罕神说你要到摩利亚地去。
So Abraham was told that you have to go to the Mount Moriah.
在我所指示的山上。
To the mountain that I have selected.
就好像当初一样。
Just like before.
亚伯拉罕不知道往哪里去。
Abraham didn't know where to go.
结果圣经说，神说他要往神所指示的地方去。
And then the Bible says that God said he went to the place where he would designate.
后来我们知道那是迦南。
Then we knew it was Canaan.
神说要指定那个山。
God said he had selected a mountain.
后来我们知道是摩利亚。
Then later on we know it's Mount Moriah.
清楚了，弟兄。
It's clear, brothers.
亚伯拉罕如何？
How Abraham was.
在亚伯拉罕腰中的那些人也。
And those who were in his loins were also this way.
这是什么路呢？
What is this way?
这个就是锡安的大道。
This is the way to Zion.
感谢神。
Thank God, brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
这条路怎么从亚伯拉罕开始？
How did this way start from Abraham?
然后到了亚伯拉罕的后裔。
How it went to the Abraham's descendants?
现在有圣殿了。
Now there's a temple.
现在有耶路撒冷。
Now there's Jerusalem.
你看神就是这样的建造他的圣殿，耶路圣殿的。
This is how God built his temple.
最后。
Lastly,
134
Psalm
134. 当然就到了至圣所。
You come to the Holy of Holies.
到了最高峰了。
You come to the highest place.
那现在话不能，现在问题在这里。
So the problem is this.
你知道吗？
Do you know that?
到目前为止。
Up until now.
是地上的耶路撒冷。
It's always the earthly Jerusalem.
到目前为止。
All up to now.
是属地的以色列。
It's the earthly people of God.
但是感谢。
But brothers and sisters.
你如果读四福音的话。
If you study the four Gospels.
我们的主耶稣来到地上。
When our Lord Jesus came to the earth,
他不止做人。
He not just came to be a man.
为我们担当罪。
And to bear our sins.
成功完全的救赎。
To finish the work of salvation.
圣经也告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
亚伯拉罕的子孙，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督。
The descendant of Abraham, the son of Abraham, the son of David, Jesus Christ.
就着肉身来说。
So according to the flesh.
我们的主也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Our Lord Jesus is also the descendant of Abraham.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
你看见长。到了过年过节的时候
So every year during the feast
我们的主也到耶路撒冷
Our Lord Jesus also entered into Jerusalem
而且他也走这条路
And he also walked this way
你怎么知道他走这条路呢
How do you know he walked this way
我举个例子给大家
Let me give you an example
你还记不记得他12岁到耶路撒冷
Do you remember when he was 12 he went to Jerusalem
这个12岁也是律法之子的
Now the age 12 is to be the son of the law
在这个以前
Before this
他们有懂得律法
Those who understood the law. Those who understood the law. But he will not be responsible for the law.
12岁以后,
After he's 12,
他就成年了,
then he becomes an adult. From this time on, now he has to be responsible for the law. So at that time, they have to go to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast. To celebrate the fact that they've become adults. Now it's 13 years old.
主耶稣那时候12,
During the time of our Lord Jesus, it's 12. When they became 12, they were sons of law. So didn't the Lord Jesus go to Jerusalem? Everyone knows.
后来呢, 这个玛利亚找不到他的孩子,
that Mary couldn't find his son.
才发现说, 原来呢, 我们的主还坐在殿里听那些, 人讲神的话。
So then he discovered that the Lord Jesus was listening to those in the temple speak.
那么我们就一定会怪玛利亚,
so then we blame Mary.
这个糊涂的妈妈,
how she was so careless.
那怎么会孩子丢了就不知道呢?
How would she lose her son and not know about it?
你不要太怪她,
don't blame her too much.
原因在哪里呢?
The reason is this.
因为他们走这条路的时候,
because when they walk this way,
就是
They walk according to this way of the Song of Degrees. Because the way was dangerous.
所以他们就组织,
so they would arrange the whole pack in a certain way.
所以呢, 你看见呢, 这个大人呢, 多半在,
so you will have three groups of people in this traveling group.
那么大人呢,
and then the adults would have some self-protecting weapons.
然后呢, 这个前三队前面一队跟最后一队
There'll be three groups, the one in the front, one in the back.
敌人从前面来的话, 有前面的一队
So those, if the enemy came from the front, there would be the front group.
那么如果是后面来的话, 就是后面的一队
If they came from the back, then there'll be another group.
所有的妇女跟小孩呢, 就在中间的一队
All the women and children will be in the middle.
你看见吗? 都通通在中间的一队
They would always be in the middle.
好了, 那么你想想看,
But now imagine,
主耶稣到了耶路撒冷 是要过成年礼的,
Now when the Lord Jesus came to Jerusalem, he came to become the son of God.
所以他去的时候还是小孩子,
So when he went, he was still a child.
所以你想他一定在中间这一队, 对不对?
So he's probably in the middle group.
好了, 等到他现在成年了,
But now as he became an adult,
现在是大人了,
Now he became an adult.
所以回来的时候呢,
So on his way back,
他不可能在中间这个队了,
He couldn't be no longer in that middle group.
他要么在前面, 要在后面嘛,
He's either in the front or in the back.
所以这是为什么玛利亚找了两天还不知道孩子不见了,
That's why Mary didn't know where he was for 2 days.
如果是在小孩子旁边，他马上就知道了。
If he was, she was right next to her, she would know.
所以呢，他想说不是在前面，是在后面嘛。
So she would have thought he's in the front or in the back.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers,
后来他们回来找他。
So when they came back to look for him,
这证明什么？
What does that prove?
证明他们所走的路就是朝圣那条路。
It proves that they went this way of pilgrimage.
而且他们就是这样来朝圣，然后这样回去的。
And then they came this way and they returned this way.
所以我们的主从小他就是亚伯拉罕的子。
So ever since he was a child, our Lord was a descendant of Abraham.
为什么?
Why?
有他的原因。
There's a reason.
主耶稣做人,
Now the Lord Jesus is a man.
为着抢救我们这些,
In order to save us,
要做我们罪人的救,
wants to be the savior of mankind.
那么主耶稣为什么生下来做亚伯拉罕的子孙?
Why did the Lord Jesus, when he was born, became the descendant of Abraham?
他做人,
he was a man.
人间的都经过, 我们人间的所有他都经过。
And all that man has gone through, he has gone through also.
只是他没有犯罪,
it's just that he has not sinned.
他是亚伯拉罕的子孙,
he is a descendant of Abraham.
凡是亚伯拉罕子孙该做的他都
The anything that the descendant of Abraham should do, he did.
你看见他也是去朝圣,
now he also went on this pilgrimage.
去过节,
he went to
celebrate
the feast. And then he would return also.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
每年都是如此,
every year was this way.
但最后一年不一样,
but the last year was different.
等到最后一年,
In the last year,
他又到耶路撒冷,
he went to Jerusalem again.
他大概也是这条, 也是跟着这条路走的,
he probably walked this way also.
然后圣经告诉我们什么?
And then what does the Bible tell us?
我们好好读一下路加福音。
Can we read in Luke?
路加福音第19章。
Luke 19.
路加福音第19章。
Luke 19,
41节, verse 41.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷看见城就为他哀哭。 When he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it.
你看这个前面呢, 37节, 将近耶路撒冷正下橄榄山的时候。
As soon as he was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives,
然后他说, 耶路撒冷, 耶稣快到耶路撒冷看见城就为他哀哭。
And then here it says, he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city, and wept over it.
所以这里给我们看见我们的主就像耶利米一样。
So our Lord Jesus is just like Jeremiah.
你如果看这一段的形容。
If you look at the description here.
很明显的你看我们的主就好像那个朝圣的队伍一样慢慢慢慢现在靠近耶路撒冷。
Our Lord Jesus was just like that whole caravan of people approaching Jerusalem.
这是他一生最后的一次。
This is the last time in his whole life.
他哭耶路撒冷。
He wept over Jerusalem.
那么圣灵就把他哀哭的内容把它记载下来。
And then the Holy Spirit records what he said.
除了路加福音这一段之外
aside from that which is recorded
那就是马太福音二十三章
there's also in Matthew 23
耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊
Jerusalem Jerusalem
我多次愿意聚集你好像母鸡聚集小鸡一样
how many times I wanted to gather you as a mother hen gathers its chicks
我愿意但是你们不愿意
I am willing but you are not willing
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你明白吗
do you understand
现在大家都知道
now everyone knows
是过节的时候
now it's a feast
所有亚伯拉罕的后裔
all the descendants of Abraham
他们通通是耶路撒冷的儿女
they're all the sons of Jerusalem
看见没有
you see that
他们来到这里来聚集
when they come together
他们为什么来聚集呢
why do they come together
他们来到神面前来聚集
they come together before God
在这个时候
at this point
我们的主哭耶路撒冷
our Lord Jesus wept for Jerusalem
他说我多次愿意把你聚集在母鸡的翅膀
How many times I wanted to gather you as a mother hen gathers its chicks?
他们每年到过节
Every year when they came to celebrate the feast,
他们都知道到耶路撒冷
They know to come to Jerusalem.
他们都知道到神那里
They know to come to God.
他们就是不肯来到我们的主那里
But they're not willing to come to the Lord.
我们的主其实就是神自己
Our Lord is God Himself.
你看见没有
You see that?
虽然一年过一年他们来过节，一年过一年他们来走这条的路
Even though year after year they came for the feast, year after year they came
to the feast. 耶路撒冷终究是地上的耶路撒冷
Jerusalem is still the Jerusalem of the earth.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有
Do you see that, brothers and sisters? 现
在我们的主要做一件事
Now our Lord wanted to do something.
因为神所建造的耶路撒冷是属灵的耶路撒冷
Because the Jerusalem that God builds is the spiritual Jerusalem.
神所建造的耶路撒冷是天上的耶路撒冷
The Jerusalem that God builds is the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以说亚伯拉罕是等候一座有根基的城
So Abraham was willing for a city with foundations.
是神所经营所建造的
Is what God built and God will designate.
地上的耶路撒冷
So the earthly Jerusalem.
这些的以色列的百姓他们聚在一起
These people as they gather together.
这是神建造的一部分
This is part of God's building.
但是不是最完成的一部分
But it's not the most complete part.
这不是我前面预备的部分
This is just but the preparation part.
你看见为什么我们的主也跟着他们也一同到耶路撒冷呢
Why did God go with them to Jerusalem?
就要给他们看见说
To show them.
不错这是神的工作
This is the work of God.
但是现在记得
But you remember,
他现在我们的主要把这些人聚在他的翅膀底下。
So God, the Lord wanted to gather them under His wings.
他也为我们钉在十字架上。
Now He was crucified for us on the cross.
他要把这些所有属地的犹太人要聚在他十字架的翅膀底下。
Now He wanted to gather all the people of Israel under His wings of the cross.
如果他们承认他们是罪人
，If they confess that they're sinners,
他们愿意接受耶稣基督做救主的话
，If they are willing to accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
结果你看见吗
？Then you'll see
这个属地的耶路撒冷就变成属天的耶路撒冷。
This earthly Jerusalem becomes a heavenly Jerusalem.
物质的就变成属灵的了。
The physical became the spiritual.
属地的就变成属天的。
The earthly became the heavenly.
这就是神在亚伯拉罕身上的工，以色列在亚伯拉罕身上的工作。
This is the work of God and Abraham.
神为什么拣选以色列人
？Why did God choose the people of Israel?
借助以色列人。
Through the people of Israel.
神给了我们一本圣经。
God gave us a Bible.
借助以色列这个民族。
Through the people of Israel.
你看见说神能够保持一个单纯的民族。
God can keep a pure up nation.
不和别人杂混的民族
and a race that will not be intermarried with others
当弥赛亚降生的时候
so that when the Messiah was born
我们知道他是哪一个
we know he is from the line of David
所以这是为什么神拣选亚伯拣选亚伯拉罕的子孙
that's what God called the Abraham descendants of Abraham
难道神只借着他们做工具吗
is it for them to be just an instrument
不止如此
not just that
你看见神在他们身上就开始工作
God started to work in them
Everybody
else worship idols.
你看神的选民是不拜偶像的。
But the chosen people of God don't worship idols.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
这只是开始而已。
This is just the beginning.
你看见吗
？You see that?
他们还是会犯罪。
They will still sin.
那罪怎么办呢
？Then what do you do?
好了，神给他们个办法。
So God gave them a way.
可以牵牛，可以牵羊来。
They can bring forth oxen and sheep.
然后呢，你看见他们的罪的问题得到解决。
So then the problem of sin is taken care of.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
旧约所有的罪
，All the sins in the Old Testament
是被这些牛羊的血遮盖的。
are all covered by this, the blood of this, the ox and sheep. The sin is still there. All the sins of the Old Testament are still there.
不错,
temporarily, they took care of the problem.
不错,
right, they believed in God.
他现在他们的罪的问题得到解决了,
now, the problem of sin is taken care of. But this is not complete salvation.
他们还要等,
they have to wait. They have to wait for the Lord Jesus to gather us under his wings of the cross.
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
你看见神还要继续的工作,
the Lord God will continue to work.
你看见没有?
You see that?
虽然这样,
so they waited for the Lord Jesus to come.
看啊,
Behold the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你记不记得亚伯拉罕献这个献祭的时候,
do you remember when Abraham offered the sacrifice?
以撒问一个问题,
Isaac asked the question.
那个问题是什么?
He asked the question.
羔羊在哪里?
Where is the lamb?
整个旧约几千年来,
the whole Old Testament for thousands of years,
以色列人都问一个问题,
the people of Israel asked, where is the lamb?
现在感谢神,
now thank God.
他们听见有个声音,
they heard a voice that said,
看啊,
behold the Lamb of God.
神的羔羊跟旧约所有的羔羊有什么不同?
What is the difference between the Lamb of God and all the other lamb in the Old Testament?
除去世人罪孽,
it's that he will takes away the sin of the world. To take away that sin which was only covered by the blood of goats and sheep, oxen.
到了这一天,
that day, the people of Israel could be justified by faith.
从前还不是的,
before they weren't this way. It's incomplete.
因为是地上的,
because it was earthly.
因为是物质的,
because it's physical.
因为是预表的,
because it was by type.
只是shadow, 只是影子而已,
just a shadow.
但是感谢主,
but thank God.
我们的主来了,
our Lord came to show them. If you do this every year,
但是我们要问,
but we want to ask,
羔羊在哪里?
Where is the lamb?
感谢神,
thank God.
耶和华山有预备,
now the God has a preparation, right? Now you have come. Now on this mountain, God had a preparation.
在这个时候,
at this time,
我们的主,
our Lord
为我们挂在十字架上,
hung for us on the cross.
也在哥哥他山就是摩利亚山,
on Golgotha or Mount Moriah also.
你看神把他的儿子,
God placed his son on the cross.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, now you know that there's a preparation in this mountain. Everything was just a shadow before. Now it's a reality.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白,
now you understand.
很清楚的,
it's very clear. Now Mount Moriah is born. This is the work of the cross.
所以这个时候呢,
at this point,
从地上的耶路撒冷就偏天上的耶路撒冷,
so from the earthly Jerusalem became the heavenly Jerusalem. Now across from Golgotha, there is a quarry.
Quarry.
And then this quarry is underneath the rock.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus is that huge rock.
彼得说,
said, we are all living stones. The living stones are actually quarried from that huge rock.
所以如果我们到那个采矿场,
so if you go to that quarry,
你看见已经留下痕迹, 四方四方的,
you'll see that empty quarry actually has all these rectangular, square, cubical cutouts. So as we gather under the wings of the cross, we're just like stones.
现在嘛,
that stone has been cut.
那怎么办呢?
Then what do you do?
感谢神,
thank God.
因为哥哥他是在高的地方,
because Golgotha is at a high place. So they use a gravitational force to slide it down to where the temple mount was.
然后呢,
so then they would put one stone upon another stone. To use the gravitational force to build up the temple. So brothers and sisters, after we're saved,
你看见吗? 我们一块一块石头,
we are individual stones that God has already cut. Now how can the church be built? We're all high up. But now we need to be slided down from the high place to the low place. Every time we come to the meeting, you come from the highest place to the lowest place. At this place, there is no sound of the hammer, because the cross already did the work in secret. Thank God. Because he gathered us, so did a work in us. Not only that,
现在靠, 你看, 就把我们建造起来了。
So now God builds us up together.
你看，用我们的重量。
To use our weight.
因着每一个人活在主面前的。
Because all of us live in the presence of the Lord.
他有重量。
He has a certain weight.
所以就建造起来。
So then we are built up.
许多时候我们怕人不来。
Oftentimes we're afraid people don't come.
我们用尽了许多的方法。
We use many methods.
我们用浆糊、用剪刀要把房子盖起来。
And we want to use scissors. We want to use glue to glue up this house.
我们替老人量量血压。
And then when we measure the blood pressure for old and age.And we'll have a computer class. We use many methods. We want to build the house of God. No, brothers and sisters. You see that? When our Lord Jesus came to this earth, He wants to turn the earthly Jerusalem to the heavenly Jerusalem. We are all that stone, all those stones. He wants to build us into a spiritual house. Thank God, brothers and sisters. When the church of God is built,
不要忘记
Don't forget.
我们和我们的家也被建造起。
So our own families, our own house is built.
教会的生活
The church life.
和我们家庭的生活
And our family life.
和我们个人的生活
And our personal life.
是不能分开
Cannot be separated.
感谢神
Thank God.
等到教会被建造的时候
When the house of God is, when the church is built.
人在摩利亚山所看见
What people see in Mount Moriah.
不光是神的殿
It's not just the house of God.
还有就是大卫的宝座
It's also the throne of David.
神在我们身上所做。
What God is doing in our lives.
所以感谢。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
现在我们懂得。
Now we understand.
最后为什么现在耶路撒冷在天上
？Now Jerusalem is in heaven.
我们的神一直建造。
Our God is building.
我们就是那个材料。
We are that material.
一直等到有一天耶路撒冷要重天。
Until one day New Jerusalem descend out of heaven.
那就是亚伯拉罕所等候的那。
That is the city of foundations Abraham was waiting for.
那也是你和我所等候的这座。
That's what you and I are waiting for.
我感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
今天我们走。在这条路上
so as we walk on this way,
这个路上不是物质的了
This way is no longer physical way.
这个路上不是地上的
This way is not our first.
所以所有诗篇里面的故事
So all the story in the Psalms,
十五篇的
These 15 Psalms,
那个地点都是现在实在有的地点
The locations you find in there are physical locations.
你到以色列都能找得到
If you go to Israel, you'll find them.
但是弟兄
But brothers and sisters,
对我们来说
But for us,
乃是属灵的重点
Those are the spiritual locations.
我们知道说橄榄山乃是代表神的乃是代表
We know that Mount of Olives speaks about the gate of heaven.
锡安山神基督的宝座。
The Zion speaks about the throne of Christ.
然后你看摩利亚山神的殿和神的同在。
And Mount Moriah speaks about things of God.
所以感谢神。
So thank God.
现在我们应该看得很清楚。
So now we should be clear.
从一百二十篇。
So from Psalm 120.
一直到一百三十四。
To Psalm 134.
在这个上行诗的背后。
Now along in the background of the Song of Degrees.
有一条上行的道路。
There is a highway that goes upward.
是我们要走的。
It's a way that we need to go.
以色列人要和我们一样的走。
People of Israel need to go that way too.
弟兄们，你看见吗？
But do you see that?
不过他们因为走过这个物质的路。
But because they took this physical way.
他们有一些印象。
They have a general impression.
现在他们要进入这个印象。
So they need to enter into this impression.
所以感谢神。
So thank God.
我们就借着他们的图画。
So through their picture.
让我们能够明白。
So then we can understand.
基督徒的成长路。
The growth process of growth for Christians.
恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们低头一个
简单。May we bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因着你的恩典，把这些话赏给我们。
Lord, you have given us these words by your grace.
我们这个周末何等的蒙恩典。
We have been so blessed this weekend.
因为你乐意对我们说。
You're willing to speak to us.
为着你的话，我们献上感谢。
For your word, we give you thanks.
我们求你继续做工。
May you continue to work.
虽然聚会能散去。
Even though the meeting concludes.
但你的话语一直随着我们。
May your word continue to go with us.
但是这一年的周，这一年的年尾。
May at the end of this year.
是一个不平凡的年尾。
Is not a usual year.
是我们一生蒙的值得纪念的一个年尾。
It's indeed an end of a year that we may remember.
但愿2005年。
May 2005
是一个新的开始。
Be a new beginning.
一个新的挑战。
A new challenge.
你在我们身上有新的带领。
May you do have a leading in us.
我们愿意起来跟随你走这条道路。
We want to rise up and follow you in this way.
把荣耀都归给你。
May all glory be unto you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱。
We pray in Jesus Christ's dear name.
Amen. Amen.